The Trumbull family were once known as the greatest wizards in all of Skelmosa, but the line fell into incompetence and debauchery, and magic left them behind to take a darker turn. But this was not the end of the Trumbull family, merely the start of a new rotation of time's great wheel, a chance to restore their family's honor and forge a new destiny. The Strand Gamers present Inquisition of Blood, a new campaign using the Burning Wheel fantasy role-playing system.
We're on with session 38.
B. 38. Happy New Year, everyone. No, it's not 52 yet.
Chinese New Year.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Wait, that was February.
Oh, no, Jewish New Year. It really is, though.
It was a Jewish New Year.
I'm trying to kill you with my mind.
Sorry, people, we're being a little unruly.
Rush.
Okay.
We just finished a trade boat. It's like getting out of a prison camp.
But then you can listen to.
Yeah, you can listen to it. Also, chronometer, since this is for people who are not listening to that.
Oh, the Viet Cong Taskmaster speaks.
Bayard. You wake up. You're kind of surprised when you open your eyes because this is not where you, I say, went to sleep, but it would be more accurate to say imbibed some spirit juice and went crazy.
Tripped balls.
And everyone did this last session.
However, a very familiar place for you to wake up, because you're waking up in your self-sealing corpse room. However, as you sit up, you can see your corpses are not present. Instead, you see cots. And laid out on those cots are Elijah, Martin, Driston, and Wagner. The only other conscious person in this room is an unfamiliar dwarf who's sitting there. He's holding a book, but as you sit up, his eyes are just wide looking at you.
Hello?
Hello.
What am I doing here?
Resting?
Why am I here and not in the guru's shack?
You were unconscious. Driston, you regain consciousness. You hear these voices talking.
Tell me everything that has transpired.
Please.
Oh, hey, Driston.
Hey. I'm curious. Go on.
I missed some of it. I should really get Chief Bruvox.
Is it safe to wake the others?
I'll check him out.
Go get the chief, then.
I'm gonna poke Elijah in the face.
Gah!
Good morning!
Yes. The rest of you start to rouse back to consciousness. The dwarf has not left.
Are you going to get the chief or not?
I will. What? I'll bring you to the chief.
Oh, okay.
So I can't. I'm not supposed to leave this room on guard duty, and I couldn't get back in if I did.
Who's the chief?
Wait, where are we?
Who is the chief? What the hell is this place?
What is this room?
This is my corpse storeroom.
Oh, God, are we dead?
Did you kill me? Are you going to wake up as me?
All of you shut up.
We're totally alive right now. focus on what we gotta do.
Wait, Chief Bruja, what is this?
Chief I'm sure Bruja the chief will explain.
In charge. She'll
that's
explain
a
everything.
Dwarf.
Oh, it's a lady. Oh. I like
guys.
This.
The coup part two.
I have a question.
Yes.
Ask it on the way.
What am I doing inside the city?
That is a good question.
I wasn't seriously, there, but my understanding was that since you were all afflicted by a similar condition, we kept you all together. It was Chief Bruvox's decision.
I flail my hands around for a bit.
Is Chief Bruvox in charge of the city? Bayard, this was a really
very
short-lived
effective,
kingdom.
Martin. That is...
Can we just go meet the chief? You're
can
making
I,
wild speculations.
Where's Mr. Hernandez?
Let's just go.
The dwarf moves to the door that doesn't open from the outside.
The rat we gave the pig?
Yeah!
What?
Whoa, who's we? Because you weren't even there. It was just...
Okay, yeah, no, but I...
You guys gave him the pig?
So wait, you traded that rat a pig to take Wagner?
What?
Aw,
no,
man, I wish
you... So you remember the Day of Color, right? That was around the same time.
The dwarf has opened this door and wedged a piece of wood in it so it won't close behind you.
So, you guys were the ones who gave him the pig.
Well, I wasn't. As Tristan said. Yes.
He loves you guys!
Let me explain to you what
Sleepers!
Happened. Hey.
I'm sorry I had to raise my voice, but this is hardly the time for pig reminiscing.
Okay, well, certainly no one could sleep after that. After that yelling, I mean.
It is...
Man, I am already playing sassy.
It is rather important that you come.
I was just going to tell him on the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bayard's out the door.
Okay.
I want to go with Bayard. This is...
Yeah, this is some serious shit. Let's do this.
The dwarf is making sure everybody keeps together and starts walking you through the halls of the palace. Along
sorry,
with
Martin, I'm not going to get here soon.
You pass several other dwarves in military gear, as well as humans in... They look like they're guards or military, but they don't have a cohesive uniform, and their gear seems very patchwork.
Huh.
Are the dwarves uniformed?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, cool.
You turn off into one of the main hallways of the palace and are kind of surprised that the ceiling that's normally there is gone. And it seems like two floors of this palace have become one.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
excellent.
What happened here?
At least Tolfreda will be able to move around freely.
Did Lothar do this?
No.
I feel like this Witch Queen thing was not just a sight into the future.
I feel like the dwarves, who are known for stonework, remodeled the palace for your bride's benefit, Martin.
Oh, wow, they care more about her than
hold
you.
Hold on, before we pin the blame on them.
Can we just talk to the
this?
Dude?
Well, if we walk to Chief Bruvox, I'm sure we'll find out for sure all the speculation.
All your questions will be answered, I'm sure.
What is the meaning of life?
He leads you out into what used to be the courtyard, although at this point it looks more like a military camp, as it's laid out with bedrolls and some tents and dividers, although the tents are somewhat superfluous with the fact that there is a makeshift roof at the top of the entire thing, some 20 feet above you. In the center is set off by some dividing walls for privacy that the dwarf leads you through is a table. It used to be one of the main dining tables. And seated at the table, you see three familiar people. Ezekiel Sedgwick, Donovan Chambers, and your brief dwarf acquaintance, Tyros Goldenhair.
you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just sit down.
Yes, really. If you even one outburst, Elijah, and I will be cross.
Doesn't look like you're in charge here anymore, so what are you going to do?
What? I'm pretty sure I am still.
Oh, you're going to light it up or something?
Who's seated at the head of the table?
The head of the table is empty. Although there is an enormous chair there.
Oh, no.
Oh, I sit at its right.
Well, it's a little big, but I guess I'll do my best to fit in it.
Where's Lothar?
You'd really better not.
Better not why?
Ezekiel leans forward and says, because that's the chief's chair, and she might get mad.
Oh, Shiza.
Wait, you mean my bride-to-be?
Probably chief regard.
Almost seemingly an answer to your question, in strolls a giant, clad in leather armor and armed with a satchel loaded with cannonballs that you suspect are for throwing. Her once proportionately willowy frame has packed on a significant amount of muscle to it, but even so, it is unmistakably Helfrida.
I clasp my hands together in joy and exclaim, Helfrida!
I have a look of awe and admiration on my face.
Speechless and also dumbfounded.
Tristan! She's ready. She scoops up Tristan and gives her a hug.
I hug back. I missed you. How long has it been? Where am I? What's going on?
What? It? Huh?
Much have changed since you've been away. I'm glad to see you back.
Yes, it's nice to see you, but holy hell, what happened here? I drink some apparently deer piss, and then the world goes to wherever it's gone to. Different places.
The world hasn't gone anywhere, my dear Martin. You've simply been secluded from it.
Well, we were in the spirit world, if it's any consolation. You were in a world of some sort.
Well, no one thought to stop the world when we got off, so...
Quiet.
Perhaps you'd all better have a seat.
I will do so.
Okay, I'll sit
beaming
down.
Beaming pure joy.
Helfrida sits down at the head of the table.
Hey, where's King Lothar?
He's in our lab.
He was building a house.
Giant King Lothar is indeed maintaining his homestead. He is at the moment neutral. And his house remains equally unsafe for both sides.
Both sides of what?
Yeah, maybe you should tell us the whole story from the beginning, and I'll shoot anyone who interrupts.
Yes, let's do this in chronological order, please.
Well, it started 2 years ago when you went to sleep.
What?
2 years.
Shoot me now, Baird, because what?
Hey, Martin, you missed the wedding.
No shit!
This is surely terrible.
You're playing a joke at our expense, are you not?
I don't know, it seems like a lot's changed.
Do you find it funny?
I had a birthday.
No, I find it terrifying. Like, unspeakably terrifying.
Donovan Chambers has been using a unique concoction of his vampiric blood to keep your bodies sustained.
Oh, what? Okay. That's not a secret what? Anymore, is it?
What?
We preached tolerance, the good word of tolerance.
No.
Please? Tell me that's a thing?
You put your taint in me without, like, really? Like, unconscious people?
You're not vampires. You simply stayed alive, retained muscle mass. That sort of thing.
That's really strange.
Tristan, I'll need you to check this out later.
Beforehand, we were willing to give him accolades for being a genius doctor, and he's using his gifts to the best of his abilities, apparently, surpassing what's possible with normal doctoring.
I raise my hand.
Yes, Wagner?
Was that really necessary for me?
I have no idea.
But we did it anyways.
Well, you're not wizards, right?
So, from the beginning, then?
I guess so.
In the absence of his heirs, Argentum II took control. He proclaimed himself king, which caused a bit of a ruffle with the actual kingdom, although they did eventually try to have essentially written us off and are keeping us isolated as best they can. Seeking a solution to his sudden loss of magic, something we believe related to experiments with Elijah Heston, he turned to the Winthrop Academy.
No, we got to them already.
Something like that. From what we understand, Winthrop, the headmaster of Winthrop Academy, has a powerful artifact that Argentum seized for himself, thus restoring his power and then some. We have every reason to believe that he is the most powerful and monstrous wizard in the world.
Son of a bitch.
Cool.
He has taken control of the academy. It now floats above the city. And from there, he rules. He is officially the king.
Sounds terrible.
We are called the Dissidents. We resist Argentum's barbaric rule. We are, well, comprised of myself, Ezekiel Sedgwick leads our ordinary militia, Tyros Goldenhair is our liaison to the Arcane Shroud, a group of dwarven warriors who are immune to magic. They have banded with us in thanks for our assistance rescuing them from the Ophidian menace.
So, I have a question about these dwarves. I was under the impression there was a splinter group that was off in some distant land.
Bosnia?
No, it was
don't think it was Bosnia.
Red skin, I don't know.
Herzegovina.
That was the Arcane Shroud. They returned home about 11 months ago.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad they're okay.
So they missed the raid then, but how did that go?
Quite spectacularly. Ezekiel Sedgwick led his militia quite honorably. The Winthrop Academy participated, although we believe they may still be holding some Ophidian alive, because they took some from the raid. Mr. Sneer fought honorably and was released.
Without ever writing an apology letter.
Aww. Did he earn far more in that one battle than I expected? Because he had quite a large penalty to pay off.
Did he seem like he was sorry about him. It?
Yeah, he'd do that.
He would. But did he seem like he was sorry about it?
Not in the slightest.
Damn.
Did he go off and murder people, or is he still present in the city, or did he move somewhere else to greener pastures?
Our understanding is that he is still alive. We have only vague reports of him operating within the city, and they frequently ascribe to him supernatural abilities.
Dear. Anyways, we're interrupting you after saying, you know, chronologically, and I'll kill anyone who interrupts. But, so, do please continue. Never mind.
Yes. I was introducing the heads of the dissidents. And you know Donovan Chambers. He is our head physician, and he is the leader of the Heartsworn Vampires.
I wave with the doofiest face on my face.
Wave back to you. Heartsworn are those vampires loyal to us.
So I imagine there is an army of unloyal vampires?
We refer to them as the Army of Blood, and they are a militant arm of King Argentum and the Winthrop Academy. In addition, his forces include some of the old military, his old Circle of Three Truths, and majority of the wizards at Winthrop Academy. There are third parties, as I mentioned. King Lothar maintains his keep within the city. We curry him with gifts, as does Argentum. But thus far, he has remained neutral.
Really? Being your daughter apparently doesn't mean... Sorry, being his daughter doesn't mean that much to him, apparently?
I have made some choices that he disagrees with, and I have been disowned.
Wow.
I'm proud of you. Well, we'll talk more about it later, but that takes a lot of guts.
There is one final issue. Very shortly after you all entered the spirit world, a group of corpses, well, two groups, beginning in a mass grave outside the city and from the storage room here in the palace, returned to being ambulatory.
I'm glaring at Bayard.
I also am glaring at Bayard.
I'm smiling at Bayard.
I'm looking on in anticipation at Elfrido.
These creatures move at night and will consume the flesh of the living. They are extremely resilient. Any piece cut off will continue to move of its own accord. And they are capable to a limited degree of mimicking speech and intelligence of the people they once were.
Oh, God. Bayard puts his hands, or his face in his hands.
They're not zombies, they're dead ice. I guess
he's doomed us all. What have I done?
I assume they're still a threat then. Are they increasing in number?
Yes, it seems that they are somehow able to spread their taint. We're not sure how, but we do know that all of those creatures are marked with a claw-like brand on their chest.
I continue glaring at Bayard.
I lift my shirt up. Does it look like this?
Elfrida stands and lifts a cannonball into her hand.
I don't scream, because I've seen hell, but I do duck under the table.
Wait, no. I stand up. It's okay. He's very much alive. We worked to make sure that happened.
Yes, and please don't smash the table.
Kill Martin. Yeah.
What?
If Bayard doesn't come out right now, we're going to kill Martin.
I peek out from under the table. What's gotten into you?
Do you not trust my intent? She raises her throwing cannonball.
It's been 2 years since I last saw you. A lot can change. Are you going to kill me?
Now I have the will and the aim to kill Martin if you do not surrender yourself right now.
Well, we were already surrendered. We were at your mercy from the get-go.
So I take it the wedding's
off. Explain why.
She rears back with her cannonball, ready to throw.
I'm gonna just get in front of Baird. Now, hold on a second!
Yeah, wait!
If Martin's the one in danger, get in front of him!
Yeah, I'm gonna put my hand on Martin's shoulder and say, we really don't want to kill Martin.
I want to roll persuasion.
Can I help?
No rule being necessary because this is a ploy. She does not seriously intend to kill Martin.
That's good. Well, I'm still going to...
If I can't talk her down very quickly, I'm going to have to leap out of the table in front of Martin.
Well, what are you saying to her?
Calm down. Tell me what... Why you've made... Why this is so important that you're willing to kill your fiancé.
Or husband or something.
Well, I certainly didn't attend any wedding.
Yeah, well, is this still going on? A lot can happen in 2 years.
I did not wrestle King Lothar at any point during our consciousness, I don't think.
I am going to kill him because you will not surrender yourself.
Fine, I surrender myself. Martin, get under the table.
What? Now you've done the thing. Also, wouldn't want her to smash this beautiful table getting to me.
She sits back down and drops the cannonball back into her satchel.
Do you care to explain?
The creatures can emulate humans, but they are incapable of showing emotion. I wanted to know if Bayard would still sacrifice himself for his brother.
Yeah, see, this is the cruel joke I expected earlier when you said there was a 2-year time span.
Life has become cruel. Welcome back.
Yeah, it sounds pretty terrible. Hmm.
Did your tail catch us up with the present?
Well,
what's Liam Sedgwick up to?
Unknown.
Really?
We do not control much of the city. She rolls out a map. On this map, the name of the city, Skelmoza, has been crossed out and replaced with the name scrawled in, says Necrohold. And,
I'm guessing Necrohold is not us.
Unless Necrohold is the affectionate nickname for this city.
Man.
I see.
Given by who? By us or by Argentum's people?
Or by Agonus, Prince of Hell.
She gestures to marks made dividing the map. Our areas of influence are the palace and much of the noble district, including the main cathedrals and the old Trumbull House.
That thing's still up, huh? That's hilarious.
Does the house still have the weird,
Is the purple field still there?
Yeah, that one.
It's been a valuable resource. We lost Bayard's explosive workshop, but moved the equipment into the old Trumbull House. It's one of the safest places in the city, thanks to its anti-magic dome.
Anti-magic force fields.
Thank you, Elijah, I guess.
I wonder if I can actually enter the house now.
I certainly can't.
Although the cathedrals fall within our sphere of influence, they attempt to maintain neutrality. Superficially, they are aligned with King Argentum, but no one there really agrees with his goals or means. They do their best to stay out.
You said my father's rule was barbaric. Can you give specifics?
He is willing to take tax in blood. He has made almost no motion to protect people from the undead wandering about. He makes no restraint against those vampires loyal to him. They may feed as they wish. Nearly all trade has stopped. Necrohole is a town without civilians, only combatants.
I was going to say, has society turned into shambles? Because it seems that he's forgotten everything that makes it.
He has spent an excessive amount of money in pursuit of magical artifacts and information. We know very little about his end game. Simply that it cannot be allowed to continue.
We promised he wouldn't do this. He's betrayed us.
Oh, come on, seriously.
I really
he
would
promised
like to
something,
know
therefore he's going to do it.
More about the situation. We need to talk at length about just how far this has gone before
kinda
we can
scared.
Make any judgments.
Really scared. I need to see my father.
I doubt he's
any,
going to...
Is there any contact between the two sides?
If you can make your way up to the floating academy, is possible, or surrender yourself at one of their guard garrisons. But till now, we've allowed Argentum to believe that you're dead. You simply went into your sleep and never emerged. We didn't know if you ever would emerge.
Yeah, functionally, we hadn't emerged.
Thanks, Mr. Donovan, for saving our asses. That was
keeping
fantastic.
Us alive. Accolades for you, sir.
Possibly placing a taint on our souls.
Can I smell
the
vampiric taint on me?
Shut the fuck up, Elijah.
Is that a thing I can do? It's... Do I smell like vampire?
Not that you can tell. You also have no craving for blood. You are quite hungry, though.
Oh my god, am I famished.
I hesitate to ask, but how is Argentum affected by the news of his son's deaths?
Well, his behavior became more erratic, if such a thing is possible. Following Martin's suggestion, he held that shaman responsible and had him put to a grisly death.
Oh. I feel bad about that.
He killed the spirit guide?
I did say if anything happens to us, it's that guy's fault.
Martin!
It kind of was his fault.
That kind of explains why you guys spent so long in there.
Well, also, he told us that usually you just wake up the next day. I didn't think we'd be out for 2 years.
He also warned us me against going in with a lot of spiritual baggage.
Yeah, and you're the master of that.
Hey, you guys don't happen to know about Mr. Hernandez, do you?
No. We saw him when we brought you here. He informed us of your condition, and we put you with the others. I do not know where he's been since.
Oh. I gotta find him, and... Hey, you're, Martin's not in charge anymore, right?
Technically he is the heir to King Argentum.
Oh.
Oh, ew. No, I don't want that.
On the other side.
I don't want Necrohold. Well, sounds like a terrible place.
It's more like, I guess, maybe that means that I don't have to go and leave and head through a combat zone anymore?
Who has responsibility for the citizens who have left and fled?
I do not know. They are taking shelter wherever they can. My understanding is that the kingdom at large has been refusing them. But
that's not their fault.
They're just the problem, sir.
Oh.
regardless of who's in charge, they must be provided for.
I agree. Refugees still need a home. I mean, they were a part of the city.
Refugees gonna refuge.
I have been doing all I can just to survive and keep our little claim alive.
Well, now that we're back, hopefully we can help ease this burden.
Mm. Indeed.
I can't believe it's been 2 years. That's ridiculous.
That's too many years.
Yes.
I'm 25 now!
So, I take it the wedding's off?
I wonder if I'll ever see Gordon again.
Is that what you wish, Martin?
Well, no, it's just that certainly I missed it.
You did.
By, like, a lot.
I'm aware.
Honestly, that prophecy kind of worries me.
Prophecy?
Apparently, when we have a child together, it will be a girl. She shall become known as the Witch Queen. And she shall rain destruction down upon all of the world.
She would have a long way to go to catch up with your father.
She could apparently do that and more.
It was a pretty sick future we saw in the spirit world.
Let's put it on hold tentatively. Certainly, I don't think you have the time to be going out on, what was the name of that, like, sabbatical thing they do for babies?
Oh,
baby sabbaticals?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'll just call it baby sabbatical for now.
Wasn't your marriage arranged by Lothar, who is no longer allied with you anyway?
Yeah, and isn't her father? Yeah, the marriage arranged between... Well, it's not like a dislike, Helfrida.
Are you speaking that out loud?
Yes. Stream of thought.
Loose lip Sally strikes again.
You may call me Chief Bruvox now.
Chief Bruvox? Is that your mother's name?
No. In the giant tongue, Bruvox means cursed bride.
Oh, man. Well, I still think you're fantastic.
Sounds like a very prophetic precursor to a witch queen. No offense, Elfrida.
Sounds poetic. I chose it based on the fact that my husband-to-be abandoned this reality and left me stranded in this desolate hellscape.
That is one way to frame it that definitely supports the upbringing of a witch queen.
I'm so sorry.
I did not...
It really was not intentional.
I mean, certainly you know that I did not plan this to happen.
Well, you did.
It was going to be like... 2 hours max. That's what I thought.
That's true. It definitely was supposed to be like overnight, and then we'd be back in the morning.
That's what the guy said. 2 years.
The guy was put to death for his treachery, so I guess.
I suppose so.
You made enough preparation to ensure that the man who did it to you was punished.
Yeah, we just. Never thought that we would be gone for an entire month, much less.
I was thinking if I was poisoned and killed. More so than.
Clearly, Dristan thought, because she wrote me a letter that has provided me much comfort for these years.
Oh, my lord.
Well, now I feel really bad. I'll just sheepishly look at the floor.
Yes, regardless of whether we intended it, we have abandoned our people to death and destruction.
But we can save them.
We can try.
Let's get started.
Yes, step one, stop Argentum from being a dick. Make him learn the value of friendship.
I don't know how successful that's gonna be.
I think we need to talk with our father.
I feel like we've experienced enough exposition to change beliefs.
For now, you should eat and rest.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
Nightfall is almost upon us, and the night belongs to the dead.
Okay. Is my room still my room?
Is there a safe observatory that I can spy from and see these guys in action?
Pick a tower and look out it.
Will do.
And that's
especially that really high. Oh yeah. What about ours? I go close to her and whisper to her. Celestial monkeys.
What?
So nobody's
really
with space monkey. No space monkey.
Celestial monkey lords. Anyone? No.
I remember them.
Everyone
I remember them.
Ever existed, they clearly are not active here and now.
Okay, well, last I heard from Khajiit, he said that space monkeys had problems of their own, so maybe he's attending to that indefinitely.
Maybe we should go see him sometime.
Is that accessible to us? Is that really, really tall tower still around?
Yes.
Huh. What a
hate. Maybe later. We can leave a note or something.
Can we eat first?
Let's.
I'm surprised they didn't figure out about celestial monkey lords.
I'm really surprised he hasn't put up.
I'm going to go up to the tower before eating. I wish to see my city.
Okay. Those of you who remain at the table are brought food. The portions are generous, although the fare is pretty meager. It's more like army rations than a feast.
I've cooked myself worse.
This is fantastic after being dead for 2 years.
Rabbit really brings me back.
Bayard, you head to the top of the tall tower. You find the garden overgrown and mostly dead, and really no sign of Khajiit anywhere.
I don't really care about Khajiit. I'm interested in looking out at the city.
Looking out upon the city, you can see the sun is setting. Many buildings are burned out or decayed. In fact, it seems like the city has gone halfway towards your vision already. You see a large crater where the Winthrop Academy used to be, and see it essentially hovering in the sky over the city, the entire building, up at the level of the clouds.
Somebody learned permanent.
He probably first saw it in that mist cast.
You can still see the purple glowing dome of where your house is, and it actually looks like it's quite busy. You can see some smoke billowing out, the byproduct of the munitions workshop.
At least I did something good.
Yeah, the actual shell of the house has completely changed. It seems to be makeshift built up and retrofitted to suit their needs. The few people you see are hurrying around. It looks like no one wants to be outdoors or alone at night. So people are taking shelter. Even the garrison guards are hunkering themselves down for the night. You can see that the former garrison that you destroyed has become, in theory, a home, but more of a keep for a man of giant proportions.
It's interesting that King Lothar would declare himself neutral even though he was Argentum's ally. I shall muse on this view for an hour before going back in for cold leftovers.
Okay. After you finish your dinner, you are escorted to a room of really nothing but cots.
So I guess the answer is no, my room isn't my room anymore.
It would seem not.
Well.
You are at least given a private room of cots, although from the look of it, they moved people out of here in a hurry to make it available for you guys. It is a single room, although they have put up a divider for Dristan's privacy.
We are filling the room, right? It's not that they gave us extra space.
No, you're filling the room.
Okay.
You get the distinct impression nothing here is wasted.
Good. As it should be. Alright, belief changes?
Hooray!
Who has beliefs to change?
I do!
I think everyone.
Everyone does.
Martin?
Should we do some pre-discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Let's elaborate.
We need to do some pre-discussion. I'm not...
We're definitely going to investigate Argentum, too. Like, you guys can talk to him, but I just want to know what's going on. I have no idea. I want to gather information.
Okay.
I already have a belief written about Argentum. If you guys want to, here's what I'm set on for Elijah, and you guys can work from there.
Okay.
My new gift demands authority to match its power. Take a seat on Winthrop Academy's council, either by diplomacy with Argentum or by force.
Okay. Bayard wants to meet with Argentum because, you know, Argentum's his dad.
I would like to gather information and figure out what's going on. I don't really care or know how I'm going to do that yet, but I figure I can just tag along to one of you guys.
Going to the Magic Fortress would be a good start for you, since you could hear the other side.
I guess I'll do that then. What else?
I still want to maintain my rivalry with him, obviously. I want to simultaneously cure the corruption that his soul has while unraveling the source of his magical power, since they are related. Because one, curing him of his affliction will so totally burn his ass.
Yeah.
Two, unraveling all of his magical power will do so even more.
And the first will even help him.
Yes.
What does Wagner want?
Oh, God. So the whole belief 3 magic is applied on the world leads to suffering. Only knows like me have ability to stand against it. I've got a clear antagonist now. I need to find Mr. Hernandez. I really hope that guy's still alive.
Because he's your friend, or...
No, he's my mentor. He decided to teach me Cercination, and he's the only person who knows about spirit binding. And I did spend 2 years in the spirit world without having to drink deer piss, and I want to know why.
I also want to... Actually, my first belief, premise, is not going to change. Protect the city from all threats, domestic and otherwise. But today's threat is the Deadites.
Yeah. Bayard's very interested in the Deadites as well.
Is that what we're calling them? We're not calling them a zombie? We're calling them Deadites?
I actually, when I wrote a belief about it, I wrote them as Bayard's Rough Riders.
Okay, well, I'm just going to continue calling them Deadites.
Bayard's Rough Riders.
It was seconded, and now it's canon.
Research. Maybe research.
Wait, hold on. Deadites was seconded. Deadites were second and first.
Deadites are definitely what I had in mind, because they're the scariest vampires of any fiction ever.
Doctors, scientists, wizards.
So it sounds like everyone wants to visit the Academy.
Yeah.
We went to the Academy.
Find out how the Deadites multiply, because if we can stop them doing that, then we can systematically hunt them down and, I guess, cremate them would be a good way of getting them.
I love fire. Because Wagner hates it.
Yeah, I think long-term, Baird might end up staying neutral and be more concerned about helping the refugees and ending their problems, like the Deadites.
And I don't have a number 2 yet.
I can't hear you, dude. Because your thing's not down.
Alright. Well, it sounds like we all have a first step, so we can go around.
I guess I'll catch up with the vampires and hear out their other side, because there are evil vampires we get to kill. Isn't that exciting? How exciting is that? Talk to Donovan about, what are they called?
The Army of Blood, or the evil, the opposing vampires, and Donovan's vampires are called the Heartsworn.
Nice names. I like them.
Okay, I think my second belief is going to be currying favor with neutral parties.
Okay, so going through Martin, you have protect the city from all threats. Do you have a specific plan about the Deadites?
I want to find out how they multiply, specifically. I guess I'll do that.
You can do that with me. That's my number 2.
Yeah. Okay, that mostly, I guess at this point, observation.
Okay.
Like, find some, observe.
I'm going to be studying their anatomy. So,
Okay. So that's number 1. Number 2?
Yes. Number 2 is curry favor with the neutral parties. That's the cathedrals and King Lothar. I guess I would have to visit them first off.
Ooh.
And then 3. I'm definitely keeping up, showing up my father in any way possible. Definitely keeping Don't Die in a Sorcerer's Duel against my father. Wait, was that duel scheduled for any point in time? I think it was like 1 year, wasn't it?
I think it was specified when you become a competent wizard.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Yes, apparently now. So, yeah, Don't Die in a Sorcerer's Duel against my father, but I also want to find and cure his source of corruption, because that'll be so bad, while unraveling the source of his magical power, since it seemed related. I'm going to start off with, meeting with him.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to change?
At the moment, no. I feel my second instinct. Actually, no. My first instinct is probably going to go replace it with I don't know what. Same with my second instinct. That'll probably disappear since the world's gone to hell, apparently.
But you're keeping money in pocket as party money?
Yeah, okay, my third instinct, I guess, is also going to hell. I really need to change all of them. I'll keep number 2 on for the time being, but in the future, that's probably going to erode.
All right, well, I'll give you time to think about it and move on to other people's beliefs.
Okay.
Bayard?
Okay. I think I just barely finished. So, beliefs are now in a format of overarching motivation than with sub-goals listed out as far as I can predict them.
Okay.
So number one is motivation. I will spend my life striving against chaos with a to-do list of find out how the Deadites reproduce and destroy the Deadites. I will copy this in chat so you can copy and paste it.
I got it already.
All right. Number two is I must atone for my misdeeds with a to-do list of confess my crimes at the temple, gather the refugees, and find them safe harbor. And number three is my father's apparently a jerk. Convince him to stop abusing his people.
Good luck.
And instinct is go from complicated spectacular to give help to the needy.
Okay.
And I think that's it. I think having a gadget to demonstrate and putting family first is still applicable.
Okay. Tristan?
Hi! So my beliefs are changed. I copy and pasted them, but for our beautiful viewers out there, I want to investigate Argentum II. What's he up on about? Is he up on about? That doesn't make sense. Is he on? I don't know. Visit the magic fortress and hear the other side's argument. I also want to deal with Bayard's Rough Riders, research their anatomy, find a weakness, and collaborate with other doctors, scientists, wizards, whoever is on that. I also want to talk to Donovan about the Army of Blood versus the Heartsworn and just get a feel for that situation before I make any judgments. But, well, to figure out what's going on and what needs to be done.
Okay.
And my instincts are fine. I think I'm good.
Elijah?
Yes. All right. My beliefs. I put them in chat, but to discuss, I already said the first one. My new gift demands authority to match its power. Take a seat on Winthrop's Academy Council by diplomacy with Argentum or by force. My second belief is discover what's driving Bayard's Rough Riders. And my third belief is that I should meet Lothar to see if he'll support the, whatever the anti-Argentum faction has called themselves.
Okay.
And, instinct number one doesn't make any sense anymore, so, the power of magic obligates me to protect those who can't protect themselves.
Okay. Wagner.
Okay, I think. Okay. Hey. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
What do you got for me?
Just typing out my first belief. Number one, I'm sick of the Trumbull Clan not taking me seriously. I couldn't fight the Snake People to prove my worth, so I'll show them by destroying the dead. Number two, now that I've seen the spirit world, I have to strive to learn more about it and about my connection to it. Mr. Hernandez may be able to shed some light on why I was able to pass into it without drinking deer urine.
An otherwise necessary step.
An otherwise incredibly necessary thread. Number three, in the hands of the arrogant, magic blah 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 blah. Mr. Argentum's crimes against humanity are obvious. He must be punished.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Martin, you were changing instincts?
Yes, okay. I'd like to change my first instinct to never tolerate impropriety from others. However, impropriety from myself is just fine.
Oosh, big.
Yep. And number three, think always of the people first.
That'll start being defined soon.
No, I'm never going to sell the people out.
Okay.
And number two can stay on there for the time being.
Martin has become a much better person over the course of Inquisition of Blood.
It's true.
Didn't he start as a pretty good person?
He started as an okay, kind of lazy-ish.
Yeah, sort of. He was selfish and lazy. I mean, he wasn't, like, evil, but...
He started out as Bruce Wayne by day, and now he's becoming Batman.
Well, now I'm apparently a hopeless public servant.
Oh, I like this new and improved Martin.
I just want
he's
to
got purpose now.
Against our gentle. Also, I changed my mind about my instincts. I want to drop always put family first and reinstate when in doubt, go for complicated and spectacular.
I love it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So.
Do we need to adjust resources or reputations or affiliations in light of the new order? Or do you want to leave them be?
I think we can leave them be.
Good, because it would probably hurt me.
Yeah.
Also, it would take a long time.
Yes. And I'm not particularly interested in it.
Oh, thank God.
Dodge that bullet, eh? What?
Okay. You guys spend a somewhat awkward night. I'm assuming a lot of lying in bed awake. Pondering.
Well,
are we
tired?
We did just sleep for 2 years.
Yeah, not but particularly not, tired. I mean,
our body was wrecked by the taint of the devil.
No, Bayard's body was wrecked by the taint of the devil.
Different taint entirely. I don't expect you to understand. I've never really come in contact with advanced arcane forces.
Yes, what? Wagner.
Yeah, except God.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't turn my mic off.
Oh, that was just you.
That was just me dying. Don't worry about it. Although I am going to probably journey out into the woods.
Okay, during the night.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's fun getting killed?
Well,
fun using that new call on.
Probably when I get an opportunity to. I don't know what. I didn't.
Well, you don't sleep, so your opportunity would be when everyone else is sleeping, if you want to.
Yes, that was generally my plan, but now people are raising logical problems with it.
No, the naive thing that we.
Yeah, I mean, is there an in-character reason that he wouldn't?
He was told that the night belongs to the dead, and people who go out at night are killed horribly.
Yeah, I. Was not, not sure really if there, people, I was not though. Sure if there was a way through the part of the city that was secured.
The impression you got is that at night the city is not secured. It's just
not even the parts that are under control of the order.
No.
Okay.
If you That's actually good. Ask about it, they will tell you that the city walls are under lockdown. And during the day, there are patrols by Argentum's regime, but at night, it's pretty much every man for himself.
That doesn't sound like the safest kind of time for me to go out on an adventure, so I'm not going to.
Fantastic.
Yeah, unfortunate for all you guys.
I'm going to observe zombies until I feel tired and then go to bed.
Is there like a zombie telescope you can look through?
I'm just going to go up to a tower and stand next to whoever's standing there. I assume towers of watch guards. And maybe we'll chat about zombies, and then I'm going to be tired and go to bed.
Yeah. There's a dwarf there. He's got a telescope. He can't tell you very much. He's able to tell you that they eat the flesh of the living. But sometimes they just carry people off, and they will later see that person as an undead monstrosity.
Beautiful. So they only eat the flesh of the living. They're not into, like, carcasses or any of that?
No.
You know who is into carcasses and stuff like that? Redcaps. I bet this whole area is swarming with them.
I bet they've all been killed.
I'm gonna have a conversation with the dwarf about whether or not he thinks redcaps would kick zombies' asses with their boots of unyielding fatigue or whatever, and then I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay.
Or if they would even be war dead, like, do they count?
What?
Do they count? Like, as war dead if they're the shambling living?
I think there's plenty of other war dead around.
All right.
Probably. And, you know, it's a life-death struggle, war
yeah,
is living.
The original ones were indeed war dead.
Civil War is still war.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe well, we can well, curry the favor of the zombies. They're technically a neutral party.
What the fuck?
That was Elijah's plan.
Yeah. Since we're not that tired, Baird will mostly read Magian texts and clean his weapons.
Okay.
I'll just sleep all regular.
Well, whether you slept or not, dawn comes, and with it an early morning muster.
Oh, great, roll call.
This can happen every morning.
Get up, Martin. Our people beat us.
That's awful, and this is awful.
Okay. So all of the day shift soldiers gather in the courtyard. Tables are laid out with breakfast, which is little more than hard bread and some egg.
Mm.
We can do better than that.
I eat it ponderously.
Since I don't sleep, can I try to improve the meal and improve morale?
Well, if you can make meat appear out of nowhere, then yes.
Don't feed them zombie meat.
You're catching skin rats.
What's the problem?
Yeah, the issue with the meal isn't so much cooking skill as supplies. If they have some meat, but it's being held in reserve.
Ah, so what they need is someone to go hunting for them.
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Or, you know, farms.
No way, soldiers like meat, right? Right? That's how it goes?
Yeah, cattle farms I'm talking about. Ooh. They had those back then.
Got you good, Wagner.
Ah. Well, I have an idea of what I'm going to be doing today, then.
Fuck.
Does it involve running off on your own while we visit the floating fortress?
Of doom?
Well, am I invited?
Not explicitly.
They don't really have the force of law to stop you anymore, though, so.
Technically they do. Their old titles still apply.
Wow. That's awesome. Things have really changed. I'm surprised you have any positions of power anymore.
So am I. I don't know. I'm pretty sure your exile is done with. This city is not the city you were exiled from anymore.
Yeah, but you don't really... I mean, I would feel...
Well, Wagner, you were exiled from Skelmoza. We're going to Necroholt.
That's a good point.
Also, do you feel bad about what you did?
I feel... Now, hold on a second. I feel bad that I got tossed out of the city.
You were set down that. Gently.
Yeah. Well, set down gently out of the city. And it wasn't really very nice to stop an execution, I guess, but I didn't like the idea of you killing indiscriminately.
I wasn't.
As you guys are sitting around the breakfast table talking.
Killing Elfrida, a single guy is not indiscriminate.
Elfrida walks up behind you. You didn't really notice last night, given everything else, but you think she's actually gotten taller while you've been gone. She looks around a full 13 feet tall now.
Oh.
Oh, there's finally a number attached to that. That was something that Kevin and I were debating earlier this week.
She used to be 11 feet tall.
Ah.
Lothar is 15 feet tall.
Have you grown a smidgen?
I think we just haven't seen her in a long time.
I was due for a growth spurt.
Oh, well, I stand corrected.
Wait, how old are you? Sorry, well, that's a very important question. But I am not, you know, in with the whole...
Fade point, right there. Just take it, Rob.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna try and avoid the question and obfuscate my way out of that.
Seventeen.
Oh, you're a youngin. Oh, you're doing famously. I love everything you've done so far. Oh, you're just perfect.
Yes, Charmer be underage, but I don't think that's the time for this discussion.
Well, we were going to go and figure out how to make ourselves useful, investigate the floating fortress, and I was planning to check out zombies. I mean, Rough Riders. What are they called? Deadites?
Deadites.
Deadites.
Bayard's Rough Riders.
Well,
I don't think it would be a good idea to parlay with Argentum at this point.
Is there, like, a committee working on...
Well, we're not
going
to parlay with him. We're going to...
Ways to defeat the Deadite Menace.
We do our best to immobilize them and then usually burn them.
I just kind of balk at that.
It seems like...
It's a good way of doing it.
Fire arrows are particularly useful.
How about shooting them?
With fire arrows, yes. Works well.
With a pistol?
Indeed.
I don't suspect it would be very useful. We just put a small hole in them.
How about a cannon?
Is there anatomy... special at all? Like, if you shoot them in the head, does that immobilize them permanently?
No. If you cut off their hand, the hand will keep moving. So yes, I would say their anatomy is special.
I guess observing their anatomy is pretty useless then.
This is all speculation. We could go out and watch them.
Yeah, I think I'll do that and see if I can find any weaknesses. I would love to try and help the forces of holiness.
They take shelter from the sun, but they're very much awake at night. If you wander into one of their dens, it will go badly for you.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Unfortunately, I think wandering into one of their dens is the only way we can unravel the secret of how they create more of themselves.
Probably. Is the clergy involved at all at holding them back?
Just mentioned that they try and stay out of things.
The clergy?
There have been people providing blessings against the undead in exchange for donations, but I have no verification of how effective that really is.
Maybe I'll go talk to them someday.
They could just exercise with them.
Where can we make contacts with Argentum's forces?
Let's go to the academy.
Academy is in the sky.
to the sky, then.
Do we get into the sky?
We have the
you know what I could try to do?
For one person. What else?
Yeah, I try to do.
Well, I could turn into a raven.
I'm going to stand several feet away from you.
Yeah, that's gone outstandingly for you every time before.
Is that a thing you can safely do?
No. My wounds are healed now, right?
Yes.
So I can certainly try.
Before you turn into a raven, can't speak. Does anyone else... Who else is coming with us to the academy?
I can't turn into a raven, but I would like to go.
Right.
Or can I?
Oh, God.
What are we looking at for, let's see, influence, maybe? Or enhance?
Yeah, I think it's, there's a spell called Falcon Skin. Which...
Well, I don't have that, but I would be totally willing to abstract it.
So I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you, if you look up Falcon Skin, it'll tell you exactly what you need to abstract it. It's personal anima sustained transmute.
Transmute? Damn it.
Caster.
Well, maybe I could enhance or influence anima instead to make me just able to jump high enough to get to the castle.
Oh, hey, what happened to that belt?
Bayard is about to use it to get up to the castle.
Can you carry me with him?
That belt.
I can try to carry Dristan or...
I'm small.
Well, you have diminutive hands, the rest of you not necessarily.
I'm a tiny, plump little woman with diminutive hands. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just never actually established how tall or small you were.
I'm small.
Are you small with a capital S like Wagner is?
Let's go to the sky!
Aren't you also heavy?
Not to interrupt your usual parade of nonsense. But there are enchanted boats that go from the garrison points up to the academy.
Oh.
You missed our nonsense. You know it.
But won't they see us coming then?
Well, the boats are at the garrison points, surrounded by Argentum soldiers. And wizards. And possibly
he'll make a special,
vampires.
I guess we just go down there and yell at them a bit.
Storm a guard post and take their boat up. Their uniform, shit, infiltrate the academy.
Wow, I don't like that idea very much at all, actually.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very safe.
Let's just talk to our father first before we take any,
But he won't be ready for you if we do this.
What is wrong with you?
I want us to have the advantage of surprise.
You want us to get killed.
Yeah, he's their son.
Because Argentum has demonstrated such amazing capability in the past.
I think he'll make a special exception for his sons that were presumably dead. I think he'll want to at least see them. I could be wrong.
Well, he'll see them once they're in the room, but he won't have time to prepare a large, elaborate set of defenses for them if he wants to kill them.
But he doesn't need to prepare elaborate set of defenses.
Being the most powerful wizard in the world... did you miss that one? Because, let me say it again, the most powerful wizard in the world means you always have an elaborate set of defenses. Why, you are an elaborate set of defenses.
Do we need to duel a wits over this?
No. It's stupid. It's just flat stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna ignore what Elijah is proposing, and...
Like, there's a difference between might be a good
sensible
idea, could use a bit
I'm
of
really
convincing,
glad for that.
And flat stupid.
But, like, I don't understand why, out of character, why, like, a choke point that allows access unrestricted to his base of operations is bad. Why is that a dumb idea?
Because we would have to actually overpower that when we could talk.
We'd have to fight two mooks.
What are you talking about?
I have a feeling it's going to be more than two.
Out of character, it depends on what your objectives are. If your objective is to sneak into the palace and take it over or plant Betsy in its foundations, then your plan is fantastic.
Is that thing still around?
That is, like, that's a long-term goal.
Okay, well then do that later without us. Because that is not our current plan. We want to speak with Argentum.
But having a bomb in the basement really gives you an advantage for negotiation.
I think the Trumbulls are going to leave towards the boats.
Yeah.
Bayard is open for a duel of wits if you wish to convince him.
I want to go to the boats too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Helfrida will provide you with instructions on how to get to the closest garrison point large enough to have a flying boat. And we'll warn you that the troops tend to be unfriendly. Especially if they suspect that you're dissidents.
Are we wearing the same clothes that we were just sleeping for 2 years in?
No, you were basically changed into rough spun linens.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're dressed like dissidents?
What happened
to us? Do we look like dissidents, like from a distance?
You look like peasants.
Are they
I want to do a spell to find my old clothes. Elijah, do it. Just a spell to find my old clothes, because I want them.
I prefer to use magic for useful ventures.
Oh, fine, whatever, trusted advisor.
From what you've seen of the palace, it seems like anything of significant value was sold.
Cool.
Anything that was not pragmatic has been converted into gold or things that are pragmatic.
I love what she's done with this.
All right. Well, let's go before any fighting can break out for the day.
Hmm.
Okay, you pass pretty much unscathed out of the palace and through the noble district. You can see there are some dissident militia and dwarves on patrol in this area. As you are directed to essentially the tradesman district, and there is a garrison in what was once one of the larger trade guilds. It is an enclosed building, but you can see that there is a large set of double doors that used to accommodate wagons, which from what Helfrida has told you, you suspect they store their flying boat in there. You see 4 militiamen outside the door and 2 people wearing the robes of the Winthrop Academy, but they are emblazoned with the symbol of House Trumbull.
Oh, looking sharp.
So you suspect they are wizards. So 4 soldiers and 2 wizards on the outside of this building. And you are being watched as you approach.
I will not
say we call out.
What? I think knocking is most polite. Unless they're standing in front of the door. At which point knocking is not needed.
Well, they move to intercept you if you head for the door.
Okay.
Prince Martin Trumbull and Duke Bayard Trumbull requests an audience with their father.
Are you serious?
I'm their doctor. I can verify they are actually who they say they are.
Would you like to see our signet rings?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay, well, here it is. I hold up my hand.
He bends down and looks closely at your signet ring.
You notice the one arm.
That is a persuasive factor.
Yes, yes, also the bit where, yes, kind of unmistakable, really.
Out of character, do you guys have huge beards now? It's been 2 years. I presume.
Yeah, but it's been a warning, so they would have been shaved.
Yeah. But I did, then I shaved it.
Yeah. You were shaven at a basic level. I mean, it wasn't like a daily ritual.
I don't understand that, because they were under the care of dwarves. Dwarves think beards are awesome.
Yeah, for
they
dwarves.
They also know that humans...
They're also not as culturally unaware as Wagner is.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. The soldier points to one of the wizards and says, "Send ahead of our coming. This way."
Okay.
I'm gonna stroll in.
They open up the set of double doors, and you basically see what looks like a longboat that could fit a dozen people. Only there are no sails or oars.
This is an interesting thing.
The other wizard comes with you. Several more soldiers come out from inside, so it works out to there's a team of a wizard and four soldiers who get into the boat with you.
With all of us?
Yes.
Okay.
And the wizard starts, incanting what seems to be a simple spell. The boat flares to life and begins to float. He seems to be directing it with gestures of his hand. As it climbs in slow circles to get up to the level of the academy and then flies towards it, you can see that the academy itself drifts ever so slowly. He pulls up to what was once the main gate of the academy that now seems to be some sort of air dock. When you arrive, it's hard to tell soldier from wizard when you get there, but there is a team of 24 waiting for you. Armed with swords, bows, hammers, maces, and some with no armaments at all, but clearly a defensive force. As the boat pulls up.
Wow. Clearly he thinks more highly of us than we do.
Because he's on our guard.
We're dangerous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Josh, just an honor guard.
He's absolutely paranoid.
This was a much better idea than coming unannounced.
I'm glad you agree.
Please exit the boat.
Oh good, we're getting interred.
We exit the boat.
I'll exit the boat.
King Trumbull will see you now.
We await his pleasure.
Okay. These men surround and escort you.
Guys, this is kind of dangerous.
Right? Are there like a bazillion people here?
Where's the fine line between prisoner and guest?
This is how a royal court should be run in a time of war.
Hmm.
Martin, you were demanding more effective guards. Your father has apparently followed through.
Yes, this is the sort of thing I could only dream for instead of letting exiles into the palace.
Won't regret having me around later.
You are taken inside the familiar halls of the Winthrop Academy and taken to a small, what used to be a professor's meeting room. As you are let inside, you see Argentum II. Really, as you've never seen him outside of a portrait. He looks young and healthy, dressed in finery. He stands from his seat when you enter. So it's true.
Yes, we are alive, Father.
He shoos away your escorts. Wait outside. They'll not harm me. They dutifully leave the five of you in there and shut the door.
I intend to poke his feelings with needles.
and not the acupuncture kind.
No, the sword that hurt like a bitch.
Well, the city seems to be in shambles, and its citizens dead or fled.
Especially your side.
Hello is traditional.
It has been a while. How are you doing?
Yes, yes, hello.
What's going on?
Honestly, from our point of view, it honestly doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I suppose it has.
Mr. Argentum, where did all your spines go?
That was a problem for a lesser wizard.
I think he grew out of them, Wagner.
Don't old people stop growing after a while?
He's growing younger, apparently.
Yeah, you look really young.
Thank you.
Yes, tell that to his soul as it slowly withers and dies, bleeding bit by bit every day.
I don't know. Elijah, can you tell that to his soul?
Why would I tell that to his soul?
I don't
know. Oh, Martin, never the bright beam of sunshine.
Hello, Argentum.
Yes, hello, Nefaria.
Argentum the Second. King Argentum the Second. Although that's a bit confusing, because I'm not the second King Argentum. Regardless.
You should take a royal name. That would solve the confusion.
It's true.
I would like to note that Grandfather does not appreciate you using his name.
Had a chat with him.
Why, yes, I did.
Doesn't seem like he's here to stop it.
So, where have you been?
We were in the spirit world.
The spirit world. As ridiculous as that sounds.
Physically, our bodies were apparently in the palace.
Apparently, the spirit world is a place.
Better place than this. Everything is kind of burnt out and covered in dead people.
Yeah, wow, you didn't remember that part of the spirit world where everything was burnt out and covered in dead people?
Oh, I did, but that was like right now.
Okay, because like I remember that part of the spirit world most.
Oh, no, that was like future spirit world.
Actually, for me, it was the past, present, and future. It was a pretty crazy trip.
You should go sometime.
Dear, I hope that my sons are here for a joyful reunion and to take their place at my side.
What is your side up to?
Although Tristan is not one of your sons, I share her curiosity.
Yes.
I just want to know what's been going on in the past 2 years. We've been completely incapacitated.
We would like to hear your side of the story.
I have been advancing the very agenda I told you of. Advancing the cause of magic for the benefit of all mankind.
How are you going about doing that?
The magical research we conduct here is like nothing else in the world. We push the boundaries.
Yes, and certainly the results show.
Did you enjoy the boat ride?
It was pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie. But really, I have more pressing concerns. Are you doing any research on the Deadites? The Rough Riders, as I like to call them?
Of course. Their longevity, if the secret can be unlocked, could be an amazing asset.
Are you working on destroying them? Because they pose a threat to the citizens of your
kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah.
But why destroy them if you could take their power and control it?
Exactly.
Is that possible?
We don't know until we study.
From what we know of the origin of their power, probably not. It's not a power you control, it's a power that controls you.
I want to know more about your research, because they are a problem that needs to be dealt with. I can offer my ability to anatomize and stuff.
What? Anatomize? Like from anatomy?
So how many Tom Collins is Natasha?
Not even one, Tom.
Okay. I don't know, you were talking about it with the tonic earlier today, so...
Well, you came all this way to ask me about the undead.
Okay, Dristan I didn't. Have. Dristan might have. But maybe Dristan would like to give us a moment with our father.
That's cool. Just show me where the research is going on. I'll get out of your hair. No worries.
Perhaps my eldest son could tell you more about them, since he shares their mark. And I suspect the origin of that mark.
Yes, certainly a lot of glaring was done yesterday.
I continue my glaring.
I can't say for sure, but I expect Agonos is behind it. I disowned him, and I assume he's angry about it.
Agonos being?
You know.
A double guy.
Agonos, we've been over this.
Of hell, this is...
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I wasn't sure if he...
Agonos, the destroyer of innocence, the dark dealer, the vile corrupter. Yes, I knew.
Oh, okay.
We did research on the mark they bear, and I did notice when my son first went unconscious that he carries the same mark.
Agonos, as you know, sent me back to help you with the invasion. As part of the deal for taking care of Shifty. That's when I was marked. Just a review. But I expect he's taking it out on my people because I disowned him.
It seems pretty logical.
So perhaps you should stop blaming me for them.
Well, I certainly
wasn't blaming you.
I'm not blaming you for them. I'm blaming you for everything else, though.
Yes, the Deadites are my fault.
I mean, you say all this magical research is going to help mankind and whatnot, and, well, wouldn't you just look at the results?
It's a work in progress.
Life is a work in progress.
It was a work in progress before. There's hardly anything resembling society anymore.
This city is an unfortunate casualty.
So then where's the success? We have one unfortunate casualty and nothing else?
What has been done for the townsfolk? Where are they in this picture?
Maybe we should just let them tell a story from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah.
There's not that much to tell. Elijah left me drained of magical power. My sons left me all but dead. I was distraught. I turned to the academy seeking aid. I learned of the existence of an artifact that restored my power even greater than it was before.
The circlet?
Yes. You were very well informed, Mr. Heston.
I thought I told him about that.
So...
Is he wearing the circlet, by the way?
No.
Ah. Wait. Oof. Where is the artifact? That I know what you're talking about. It's where is that circlet?
What circlet?
It was a circlet. It turned the headmaster
Wagner?
Into a...
Wagner?
No!
Remember we went through this? This is not...
I stomp my foot and tell Elijah to shut up. I think now is definitely not the time to keep this a secret. Martin, the headmaster had been alive and had the power of all of the wizards beforehand because of a circlet that he wore that sealed all the power of the wizards of the Academy's history in his head. This is what I was trying to tell you, but Elijah keeps on trying to stop me from doing it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I can see the utility of that, actually. You know, learning from mistakes of the past and whatnot.
That's pretty,
yeah, or adopting them and putting them inside your head.
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole point of the Academy was supposed to be...
I point out
knowledge.
The window at the charred city.
The whole
That's
point,
not really his fault. I mean, you're over...
It's certainly not the Serpent's fault, but the entire point of the Academy, and all academies, is supposed to be about collective knowledge, and it seems that the Circlet embodies that.
You guys ever heard of books?
Yes, Winthrop agreed. That's why he crafted it. And since then, it's been imbued with the knowledge and talent of every headmaster since, up to myself.
And apparently the bodies.
So, Archentum, so when did you hold the position of king and headmaster of the academy?
I do, yes.
Perhaps you would consider delegating. You know, one good turn deserves another.
Which good turn? Stealing his magic power, I saw.
There was telling him about the circlet so that he could enact this plan.
Well, Elijah, I am certainly willing to let bygones be bygones. All's well that ends well.
I appreciate that, Argento.
But last I was aware, you were still a neutered wizard. You cast a spell and then went whimpering off with your tail between your legs.
Wait, what is he referring to, a spell?
I think he means you threw a grenade at someone.
No, you cast shards at the
light. No, I think he means shards
in
the...
And then ran away.
Ah.
When Sneer came after him.
Well, it's a very interesting...
Yeah, it was a really stressful situation for him to get into.
Right. But I think I've gotten the gift back during these last 2 years.
Indeed. Perhaps we can discuss that at length. I'm curious about your methods.
And I about yours.
So, Father, how did the city become so destroyed?
Well,
was that the dead?
Yes, much of that was to do with the dead. It seems we had a vampire problem. They...
Had.
It wasn't a problem.
Can you let him finish his sentence?
No.
Shortly after you left, the vampire factions divided. One guided by Donovan Chambers, who have chosen rebellion, and the other loyalists, who stayed with me.
Why did the rebellion happen? Why did they turn away? What were their... What was their dissent?
Well... Part of it was a constant fear of wizards, particularly among the ungrateful dwarves we took in. Part of it was the damnable giant bitch. She found out that she wasn't going to inherit power anymore and took it rather poorly.
Now, hold on, That's my once-upon-a-time fiancé you're talking about there.
Yes, I release you from your marriage pact. You are a swinging bachelor. Congratulations.
I think that was kind of tacitly done anyways. Kind of confused at where we stand right now, honestly. But still, that's not nice. Saying mean things about her.
Now, wasn't the marriage pact originally meant to deliver power to the giant's hands anyway?
Yes. Well, King Lothar is not a patient man. He did not think I was moving against Lithuania swiftly enough, and was rather disappointed that his children were not going to inherit the Trumbull magic legacy. I proposed a marriage between Helfrida and myself, but... She refused.
I laughed out loud, by the way. I chuckled at the very least.
And what is your relationship with King Lothar now?
He feels that I broke our original agreements. Frankly, I don't know why he's still hanging around. He doesn't like me, he doesn't like his daughter. He just sits there and broods. We send him food and liquor, and he tends to leave us alone.
Well, you know, he's a stubborn guy.
What is his contention with his daughter? You know?
I believe it stems from her refusal to marry me and her general rebellious nature. I understand that he feels that certain humans have been a bad influence on her. Your name came up frequently, Doctor.
Well, what am I going to do?
Oh, girl power.
Give her some Valium.
I hear tales of vampires being allowed to feed wantonly.
Vampires are allowed to sustain themselves.
On who?
Probably whoever they want.
On those who are not contributing anything else.
So, refugees.
The poor.
The civilian populace as a whole.
What's left of them, anyway?
They have strict orders to restrain from killing any of them. It is simply a bit of extra blood that they do not miss.
Yes, I'm sure they don't.
Who keeps track of the accidents?
They have a leader among them.
Magistrate Bags.
Who is this leader?
Banks.
Oh, wow.
Really? Of all people.
Oh, well, how interesting. Mr. Chambers spawned a legion of free-feeding vampires. That's surprising.
But he's a former magistrate.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be out for the safety of the people or something.
Also, especially after what happened to his family and what happened to him.
You'd think he'd be against demonic presences.
It's almost like power gifted unnaturally corrupts or something. It's weird.
Yeah, Elijah.
Yeah, you don't say.
Glare. Vision is turned on.
Maybe you should be...
I don't know that anybody but Wagner knows enough to say anything about that. So. I don't know what you're glaring about.
Well, he is going to glare, but yeah. Yeah, Elijah.
Well, you're still being a dick about it.
About Elijah's new source of magical power.
Oh, right. Yeah. Bayer doesn't really care that much about it, though, yet.
You're still being a dick, though, so still glaring.
Have I satisfied your curiosity?
Yeah, you've been very welcoming.
You are my sons.
Yeah. What is... What are you doing against the dissidents? Or not the dissidents, the Republic?
No, the dissidents.
The Rebellion.
The Rebellion! What is your course of action towards them?
They are traitors and anarchists, and they should be put down with all speed.
You
Unfortunately,
don't think that...
they are not a top priority right now.
The country has enough problems as it is. Why can't you guys just...
What is a top priority?
Work things out momentarily at the very least to get the Deadite situation under control.
If they showed any sort of remorse, I might be willing to grant clemency to majority of their troops. Of course, I'd have to make an example of the leaders. I have no desire to fight within the walls of my city.
And what is your top priority?
The advancement of magic for the benefit of all.
Yes. And they can't very well stop you, since you're up here and they're down there. So I beseech you to call a truce and let us care for the refugee population, eliminate the Deadites, and restore this city to some semblance of its former self.
Things have gone really out of hand.
And what are you asking from me in this cause?
To call a truce. to suspend fighting against the dissidents for a time and to help us eliminate the Deadites.
As I said, if they throw down their arms, I'm willing to grant them clemency.
Yes, but this is a step before that. Simply a truce. And Nick, I am willing to go to Duel of Wits over this.
I want to help!
I too love to help.
Okay. I still am not sure if Wagner would be more help than harm.
He can still put in. It's...
I'll cheerlead, sure.
Yeah, I think you can still offer a helping dice.
Yes.
I think even with your traits.
Now that I know helping dice count as tests, I am all about the helping dice.
That was a really important thing to know. I'm sorry that it wasn't made clear to you from the beginning.
I don't really know how to play roleplay games.
You've been picking it up pretty well.
Pen and paper variety. I should. It's been like a year.
Yeah. No, you're doing fine.
Would you consider this a big deal argument?
Yeah, I would.
Kind of a big deal.
It kind of is.
Casting off a grudge that's been building up over the past 2 years. Yeah, I think that's...
Only offering or trying for a truce, a pause. It's not like we're trying for the end of all hostilities. The stake isn't for Argentum to recant his ways. Unless Martin or Kevin, you want to have Martin aim for that.
I feel like this is a big deal, but it is not the biggest of the deals we're going to deal with soon.
I don't think we're going to be able to convince him to completely stop his war against them. I feel that's a silly goal.
Well, if you say that, if Martin says that he still cares for Hulfreda, I don't know. It depends on what you want to shoot for.
No, I think the church is a good idea.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not going to use the big deal rules, so just decide on your... primary dueling skill, and roll it to add it to your will to determine your body of argument.
I'm kind of tempted to have Martin be primary.
Yeah, I could do that.
It would be nice to be a helper for once.
I've got a B5 oratory.
You also have a call on against your father.
Yeah, oh, that's right, I do. So, yeah.
This is gonna be great.
Okay, so how do I determine body of argument again? I know I roll.
You roll will your plus successes and add the number of successes to your will exponent.
Okay. So that brings my body of argument to 8.
Ooh. Also, I'm apparently terrible at scripting, so I hope Kevin will be better.
You can't be worse than me.
You were very good.
Yes, you won. Well, you didn't win, but you still did way better than you should have against us.
Well, hopefully that that attitude is what's gonna make you kick Argentum the second's ass.
I need to think of helping.
Are we thinking helpful thoughts?
I'm thinking of how I can spread these tests across multiple skills. What? Someone said in chat.
Okay. I'm scripted.
Hold on. Okay. I am scripted.
Okay. Volley 1.
I have obfuscate.
He has insight.
What's going on?
Obfuscate versus insight.
Yeah, I have to look that up because I barely know either of them.
Yes. Insight is basically intending to enrage your opponent with an outright insult. An obfuscate is a verbal block where you babble on about nonsense or some non sequitur.
Yes, I was planning to start off with a preamble to my argument.
Go ahead.
Time-honored tradition.
So, in seeing that we have, for the past 2 years, not been conscious or ambulatory, I hereby frame this argument from that point of view, given that we have had 2 days, indeed only 2 days, not even full days at that, to get our bearings on this situation. And we have seen with our own eyes what has become of the world in that time, and I must say we are shocked. To our very cores, we are shocked at what has happened in this short 2 years.
And with that,
I present my argument.
I think it's time for me to cheerlead. It's a really, really great argument. Oh my goodness. He's right. He's totally right. We've been asleep. I never even knew what it was like to sleep for 2 years. Except for that time when I was for like 800 years.
Is Wagner done?
Yeah, I'm good. I just figured that I would jump in on an obfuscate because it seemed like the perfect thing to do.
It was pretty good that you're going to get a fate for that, I think. Yes, as the Vespanti migrants cross the narrow sea and express their shock at the eternal fires that burned at Skelmoza when they first arrived, so are we at the destruction of this city.
Both in and out of the spirit world, and indeed more shocked at how they parallel one another.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I was horrified. I mean, things have really gotten out of hand, and we need to focus on what's important here. The people that aren't burning corpses or undead minions.
So, if we are clear, you have awoken to my world, having missed the past 2 years, and presume to come in and tell me how to do it. You, my eldest son, who has done nothing but destroy. And my youngest, who has done nothing at all. Martin, you have proven incompetent at every task laid before you. Slapped away every helping hand. I got you into the Winthrop Academy, and you were a failure.
No, Mr. Archangel. He lit a lot of study sessions.
Quiet! I do not care to dwell on the failure that is my progeny any longer, but the idea that they presume to tell me what to do would be laughable if it were not so infuriating.
Sounds like he incited himself.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean, like, oh no, you're telling it like it is for the Trumbull boys.
He is using his ugly truth skill.
Okay. I'm using oratory.
Oh yeah, monstrous exiles tend to have that, don't they?
I wish to help with history.
Okay.
Can I help with diswise?
Oh, burn.
I want to help with persuasion.
Okay, so do I have 4 helping die, or...
I did jump in, I suppose, but I'm untrained on persuasion.
Or was Elijah helping Argenta?
I was helping Argenta.
That's what I thought. Okay. You're an asshole.
I mean, it seems like it didn't take my helping die. No.
Yeah.
Actually, can I help with persuasion instead? Because that will give 2 dice.
Okay.
That gives 2 dice?
I have persuasion 5.
Wait, what? Everybody was talking.
If you have 5 or above, when you help, it gives 2 dice.
Try
he does have quite persuasion.
I should use Soothing Platitudes then. I think mine was more of a Soothing Platitudes. I want to help with that. So you get 2 dice.
Okay. So then I'm rolling a 9-die obfuscate.
Yeah. Well, against Incite, it's just a straight up burst of stats.
Mm-hmm.
Five successes.
Hold on. I'm going to spend a fate to open-end this. Okay, so that brings it to 7 successes.
Nice. Okay, so you exceeded your obstacle, shut down his action completely, and have applied a +1 obstacle penalty to his next action.
Mm-hmm.
Bite.
Indeed.
Ah, ha, ha.
Yes.
Okay. Volley 2.
I have a point.
He has a dismiss.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nope. He doesn't lose his action because of obfuscate.
No, he has an obstacle
plus
penalty.
One obstacle.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Insight is the one that makes the opponent lose the, oh, no. Obfuscate means he loses his current action. So if he had did a point or something, any points he had scored.
Okay. I see.
So did it just bounce off of him or something? I'm confused.
No, it applies an obstacle penalty in the next volley.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to make your point, sir?
Now, in the context of the discussion that was laid out, we can clearly see that although you like to use the words, and indeed always have, for the betterment of mankind, you have no such intentions, sir. What you think is for the betterment of mankind is a horrible, twisted, corrupted world in which you sit on top. What is good for mankind is a thriving society wherein the people who are on top care for those who are under them, not let vampires ravage them whenever they please because they're apparently not worthy or have been judged so by their so-called leader. Indeed, I find your very use of those words to be offensive. An offense to all of decency. Oh, wait, hold on. This is more of an insight.
No.
Therefore, it's a fair point. It is a fair point. If you actually want to do something for the greater good, then call a truce so we can work together to eliminate an actual problem that affects everyone. Those on top, those on the bottom, those on both sides. The actual problem being the Deadites, of course.
Can helpers jump in?
Yes, I'm done.
And as you say, I know a great deal about destruction, and I've been the cause of much death and suffering myself. This weighs heavily on my conscience. It pains me to see my father following in my misdeeds. In the vision, I saw Skelmoza burning, his inhabitants all deceased, and a ruler ruling over wasteland. This must be avoided.
I know that things are really stressful between you and the dissidents and Moral. A lot of things have happened since we've been gone, but I think we can all agree that the innocent people are the ones that need our protection, and they should be focused upon. So if we could just put everything by the wayside and focus on what really matters, I think everybody would benefit from it.
When he's just gonna flip us off.
Marty, you question my actions? I question your inaction. Yeah. If you have indeed been spending the last 2 years lying in a bed while traipsing around in the spirit world, that sounds like the most productive years of your life.
Don't worry.
You claim that I am not working towards the betterment of mankind, but I have developed magic that can improve the lot of everyone for every generation. I do not deny that people suffer in the present. But wood burns in a fire. It is still an essential element of progress. You cannot understand that because you have never made progress. Now, you are my Christian. I offer you the choice to get thee behind me or be steamrolled by the future.
Okay.
Hoping with disaster wise this time.
Hoping with soothing platitudes. Or can I not hope with that again?
No, you can. I'm just spreading it out.
Okay. Do I still get two dices?
No, or... you get one.
You okay. Get two from me, buddy.
Okay.
Because I love you.
You only get one test for conflict, though, per skill. So you don't get two tests for your soothing platitudes.
That's cool.
The all-five one is probably the one you're going to want to take. Since this is an all-one one we're currently doing.
I'll do persuasion, I guess. Thanks for hitting me up with that info.
You only get... Wait, by switching it up, do you get more tests? Or yes. I thought you can only take...
The Soothing Quietudes was given like, a routine anyway, so...
Okay,
the system incentivizes variety.
Okay, so I'm making a 7 die thing in the
box. Would it be out of time for me to just sort of start to inconspicuously sidle up to Argentum?
I like this.
You're distracting him. I think you're good.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was gonna...
His neck?
You're not in a very large room, and he seems to be paying you very little attention.
Okay. Would I need to be inconspicuous, or could I just kind of start doing it?
Yeah, I'm saying you can sidle up to him. Without difficulty.
Okay. Just gonna kinda sit and watch how this turns out.
and sort of start idly playing with something at my side, which would be the Velvet Blackjack, but I don't think he knows that because it appears to just be a very pretty looking sack.
Okay, I'm going to spend a fate to open end this.
Huh. Burn through that fate.
And then I think I'm going to use my call on. To
Ouch.
Reroll all failures.
Nice. Oof.
Oh, sounds bad.
Who needs a dismiss?
Well, I just had a ridiculous string of rolling a 6 over and over again.
Wow.
11 successes.
Oh, shit.
He got 5 successes.
Who needs a dismiss indeed?
Your 11 successes brings his body of argument exactly to 0.
Damn, he had good body of argument. Well, he's brought mine to 3.
Wait, wasn't he at a +1 obstacle? Wouldn't that subtract from his,
Yeah, I already subtracted it. It
oh, okay.
6 successes.
Right. Damn, son, that was a pretty impressive dismiss.
That's how he rolls.
He slumps back in his chair.
So then. Would you actually like to give meaning to the words for the greater good, or for the good of all mankind, rather?
Shall we discuss terms, then?
I suppose we shall.
I'm giddy.
My troops will take no hostile action against the dissidents. You are permitted to move against the deadites, as you call them.
We are rough riders.
I'd say rough riders, but...
Should you come to a viable plan for eliminating them, you can count on my support. If your dissidents should make any attempts to expand their holdings... strike out against any of my forces, including the vampiric ones, then I shall come down upon you with all might and fury. I also expect to be fully apprised of all of your actions, as my sons and heirs. I expect no less than your complete loyalty to me.
I have a solution to this problem. If they're your heirs, then wouldn't they just take control of both Skelmoza and Necrohold if you were to just die right now?
He actually smirks at you and says, yes.
Like, I kind of look at Martin and just sort of raise my eyebrows.
A lot of social destruction.
Hmm?
Well, what's holding this academy up? If Argentum goes, so do we.
That's a good question.
No one's killing my father. He just agreed to a truce.
Yes.
No, he agreed to have you swear complete loyalty to him is what it sounds like.
Well, that's part of it.
I was
going to
say, we must make concessions. He is our father, after all.
But if you're completely loyal to him, then doesn't that mean that you have to do whatever he tells you to do?
No, it just means we have to report to him.
It means we're loyal, not subservient.
I sometimes don't treat it like it's the same thing.
I will report to you about my activities.
Yes, slave.
but I won't be a spy for you. Nor a gossip.
So you will not provide information about the dissidents?
Not while I am their guest.
You are welcome to be my guest.
I may take you up on that.
What's the food like here?
Really?
Quite exquisite, I'm sure.
It's a practical question. Don't glare at me.
I'm sure it's better than whatever meager scraps the militia is living off of.
They live it rough down there. They sure do.
Really?
Well, you didn't really give them much option. It's like there are fields or crops anymore.
Have we come to terms, then?
I swear my fealty to you, my father.
You're by no means getting my unconditional love, but for the time being, at least, I shall remain loyal to you, as long as we can uphold this truce and work to solve this problem.
And is your construct going to bash my head in?
You call me a construct again, yes.
I certainly hope not. He's not mine.
Sweet. I'm glad you said that. I was really worried I was going to have to get the hell out of the city on your orders again.
Well, did you write a letter of apology?
No.
Certainly.
A half-wit slave is rather uppity.
I thought you were done randomly threatening people, Wagner.
I'm not really randomly threatening him. I do raise a very valid point. I mean, I could kill him right now, and then you guys would take control of the whole thing.
I don't think you could kill him right now. I think
it's
that's
impolite.
Why he's bringing it up right now.
Well, Mr. Argentum, do you think I could kill you right now?
No.
Why?
Because I'm the greatest wizard who has ever lived. And
so?
You're a half-wit construct.
Yeah, but the thing about... Well, I mean...
You know he's a null, right?
No. He probably thought about that already, because he's the greatest wizard of all mankind, right?
Well, yes. No, he does know you're a null. He used you as such during his whole...
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, but seriously, why... What's really stopping me from doing that? Especially since you're being very mean by calling me that over and over again.
Politeness? You don't want to stoop to a mean level by murdering our host. That
is there
any
fire in this room?
No. I think we're done here, then. We have the terms of our truce.
Excellent.
So nobody's going to answer my question? Really?
Am I going to reveal my protections? No. No, I'm not.
Nobody?
I already answered you. I don't know what more you want from me.
A really
Let's
good
go!
Reason. Okay. I just think you're all bending over backwards.
Wagner, you're welcome to stay and try to kill me.
I feel like if I did that, then your loyalists would probably try to kill me.
Yes.
And I kind of look at the Trumbulls, right?
Therein lies the problem. As we saw with Mr. Ventaro, simply getting rid of the man on top is not getting rid of the entire ideology.
Whatever happened to those guys, by the by?
Most of them were drafted, remember?
Yes, and yes. Many of them are part of your dissidents now.
Beautiful!
Well, they always were against the establishment. Or
they have problems
against the new
with magic.
I think they more have problems with you. Specifically us, rather. Not really even you. The Trumbull family in general.
Really?
How
I'm told we're rather likable.
Oh, you.
Martin
well, remember,
was always
this,
the party free, party person.
Yes, but remember, these were Ventaro's men.
Father, may I call on you for dinner?
Absolutely.
I don't eat much these days, but I would love to share a table with you.
Thank you. I shall return after delivering our message to the dissidents.
I look forward to it. Martin, will you be supping with us?
Yes, I will also attend dinner. And I shall spare you my tongue for the time being.
Yeah, right.
That'll last half a sentence.
So, you make to leave. Your honor guard is waiting right outside. And unless you have anything else to say about it, they will take you back to your floating boat and you will be returned from whence you came.
Sounds good to me. My next destination is the palace.
Yes.
Can I stay?
Wait, what was that?
Can I stay?
Yeah, if you want to stay with Argentum, is that what you want to do?
Yes.
I wanted to know more about zombies, so maybe I'll talk to him and ask if he could lead me to his team. I hope there's a team or maybe a crew of zombie researchers.
Absolutely. Fezzik, take the doctor to the dissection room.
Martin, would you care to relay the news of the truce? Because I am keenly interested in these zombies that I plagued the kingdom with.
Yes, you certainly did. I will do just that.
Thanks, Martin! Hugs and kisses! Bye-bye!
Mm-hmm.
Wagner, which way are you going?
I'm going to head back down the elevator with Martin.
Okay.
There's not much more I can do here.
Okay, so you and Martin, your honor guard splits in half. Half of them escorting Bayard and Tristan towards the Deadites. The other half escorting you guys back to your boat where you were taken back down. Elijah is left alone with Argentum. Mr. Heston.
I just feel that research is going to get us closer to solving this Deadite problem than just mindlessly throwing bodies at them.
I agree, but for the moment I'm quite keen to learn the details of your newfound ability and your journey through the spirit world.
Well, the last I saw, you had been robbed of the gift by that mishap with that witch, so I'm curious what happened to you, too. Maybe, tit for tat, I'll tell you what I got, and you tell me what you got.
Well, I've already told my story. After I found my magic did not replenish naturally over time, I turned to the academy. The headmaster was less than willing to help me, but you did tell me about that artifact, which seems to have more than enough power to have restored my magical ability and then some.
But you don't have the artifact with you now, so how do you maintain whatever magic you're using?
I'll have to wait to tell you that until I see what you have in trade.
Well, I'll take you on good faith. You've never done me wrong. You certainly were instrumental in me getting back the gift that I have now. It's a very strange interpretation of magic that I have now. It almost feels like I can reach out and grab magic just from people as I pass by them in the world. But I don't feel it just come back to me naturally. I need to
need to find sort of batteries to draw off of.
So you steal magic?
Well, I haven't yet. Well, experimentally only, without fully knowing what was going on.
Of course.
You and anyone else.
It occurs to me you'll have to find a new source, then, if you need to replenish your magic upon using it.
Well, I heard that your people were involved in some way in the triumph over the snake people.
That's true.
Did any of them survive?
Yes.
Do you have them here?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting to see if I can snatch their magic?
Mr. Heston, I'm not quite clear where your loyalties lie.
My loyalties
lie... to myself!
To the good of all mankind.
I'm pleased to hear it. Yes, I would be quite interested to see the results of these experiments for myself.
Well, I'm not sure how busy your schedule is when you aren't working it around meeting with your long-lost sons.
I will make time for that. Would you like to be my guest at the academy, then?
I was thinking perhaps a more esteemed position than merely guest.
Well, let's see what you have to offer. But I think for the moment we could correct a glaring oversight on the part of the old administration. You have clearly proved yourself resourceful and determined enough to be called a graduate of this Winthrop Academy.
Outstanding. No need for the pomp and circumstance of a graduation ceremony, though.
Would you like to walk? We have a regularly scheduled ceremony every year.
Sure, why not?
I will add you to the roster.
Thank you, Headmaster.
If you prove yourself talented enough, you might be handing out the diplomas by then.
That was my plan.
So, would you like to stay here with me?
Well, for the time being, but... right now, I'd like to try and catch up with Dr. Bannon to see about these deadites, Bayard's Rough Riders.
Sounds good. But remember, who helped you when you needed it? And now we can help each other.
For the good of all mankind.
Indeed. Good day, Mr. Heston.
Good day, Headmaster. I'll see you at the demonstration.
I look forward to it. Okay. Bayard and Driston are brought into a horrifying chamber. You can see several wizards and scholars working around, there is a small cage in which there is an adult male and a female child, clearly rotting, with a black sort of, it looks like it's almost glowing dully a red color of the demonic claw print you've seen on Bayard's chest. And these creatures, they were throwing themselves against the bars, but they stop when they see you enter. You also see, under a variety of glass, upturned glass jars, are the pieces of what looked like it was an entire man. Fingers, feet, torso, and it's just parceled out into separate jars, but they are still moving of their own accord.
As a side note, I wonder how many Bayards there are amongst those.
Are they me?
None of these look like you. The little girl starts to sob. Help us! You have to help us! They're torturing us!
Is she a real little girl or is she a fake little girl?
She looks like a little girl, although she has a lot of legions and deep sores on her face, like a partially decomposed corpse.
Is she behind? Is she contained at all? Like, if I walk over to her,
she's in a cage, so there are bars that she could potentially reach after you through.
I am going to walk on over to her and squat down and ask, "What's going on?"
The bad wizards are torturing us.
Where are you from?
Hurt me. Skelmosa. I lived here. I grew up on the Weaver's Street. My daddy is a weaver. I don't know where he is.
Looks the Deadites were supposed to be incapable of emotion.
If she's crying, she's obviously not a Deadite. So, why are you in here? Why are they torturing you? What are they doing to you?
They burned me with magic. It hurts, and they cut me.
I look to Bayard. What do you think is going on here?
I don't know. Who's in charge here?
An elder wizard steps forward. He is a very archetypal wizard in that he has a long gray beard. You should step away from the cage.
What is wrong with this girl, Mr. Greybeard?
She's dead.
I thought Deadites weren't supposed to be able to show emotion. She seems very much alive to me.
They do not.
Can I
experience emotion? They are clever, though. They'll fake it, prey on your sympathies, and you seem to have bought right into it.
I have the thing for children. Can I anatomize her and make sure she's really dead? Or observe, maybe? What skills can I do to prove she's really dead?
I suspect she might be possessed by a demon.
Careful observation, I mean, looking at the sign.
I want to observe her.
Okay, you can just, I mean, you have enough time and experience that you can just look at her and see that her wounds are... No test. Not sure.
I have an observation for spotting evil, even.
Her wounds are bad, but they don't seem to be infected in a way that a living person would, and they don't seem to be healing either. She looks more like a mangled corpse than a mangled person. You can see, when you observe carefully, that she is not breathing.
Hmm.
How long has she been kept here?
You can see that although she's been sobbing, no actual tears are being produced.
I see. I'm going to stand and confront Mr. Greybeard. How long is she... Where have you detained these zombotomists and...
These have been here for 15 days now.
Where do you procure your specimens?
We send men out in force and capture them alive. It's a dangerous business, certainly.
Have you captured any that look like me?
None so well preserved. Those are the most mindless of all, really. The ones that look like other people, they mimic, they pretend. The ones with your face just feed.
Wow. What does that say about you, Bayard?
It means you died a lot. It
means I'm a terrible person. Do the ones that look like me spawn new monstrosities? And the others simply exist, or do they all spawn?
The sad truth is we do not know. We have not been able to get them to reproduce under laboratory conditions.
But you've thrown people in there with them?
Primarily animals. We did experiment with convicted criminals.
Oh, I bet I knew some of these convicted criminals.
On whose authority were these convicted criminals sacrificed?
They were slated to die, and King Argentum felt that they could at least do some good in their death.
Out of morbid curiosity, you wouldn't happen to know what their crimes were, would you?
I'm afraid it wasn't really my department. I was brought, and they were told that they were to be executed. And then we put them in a cage with the specimens we had at the time.
I'm gonna wager it was probably, dissidents or something.
Are any future criminals slated to be executed in this manner?
Not at the time, no. They clearly are not going to multiply for us. From our dissections, we can clearly tell that it is not some sort of sexual reproduction. They don't even have proper organs. They're full of homogeneous goo.
I've heard that these zomblops prey upon the living and take them back. You capture some. Have you known any knowledge about that?
That is the legend.
This has not been observed.
We know that they have taken people alive. We do not know what happens to them after.
Any knowledge in what direction these people are taken? If there's any consistent one?
We are aware of several dens within the city. They prefer the dark. Mostly bombed out buildings. We know many of them live in the sewers. It is very unsafe down there.
Sewers again. I wish to take a look at this goo.
I'll check it out.
I want to draw upon my copious knowledge of hell and any latent knowledge I picked up during the spirit journey to see if I can recognize it or guess what it does.
He takes you over to a severed hand that's tacked to a board like a butterfly with a little stake going through every finger. And then a large one through the palm. And you can see at the wound points and at the point that the hand was severed, at first it seems like blood, but it's sticky. And It sort of blobs up when you touch it, and it's semi-gelatinous.
Beautiful.
So, do you have some sort of skill in mind for determining what this is?
I fully expect this will be untrained.
I have an apothecary and alchemy.
I'm on my way.
Your aura reading may be helpful.
Yes, after Elijah's meeting with Argentum, he is shown in behind you.
Would an untrained Hellwise be appropriate?
Yes.
Would aura reading be appropriate?
Yes.
Alchemy?
Give it a go.
Can I fork in alchemy?
Yes.
Can I fork in apothecary?
Assuming you guys are going to take a look at their research and see what they're doing and probably do some experiments. They have an ample supply of goo.
Goo.
An obstacle 4 alchemy, and an obstacle 3 hellwise. Aura reading obstacle 3 will provide some information.
Is it more if I get more?
No. There's a limit on what aura reading will be able to tell you in this context.
Can I fork in?
I'm going to spend an hour doing calculations for divinatory astrology.
Okay.
Can I read research notes and then fork in that?
Since you are using alchemy and continuing their research, I'm going to say yes, you can take an advantage die from being able to work off of their notes.
Can I... if I use a fate point to use Nexus, does that make it not a test for aura reading?
If you use it as a help, it is still a test for aura reading. It is just also a test for Nexus.
Oh, hot diggity. I want to do that then.
May I fork in read as well? So you said yes to that.
It's not read. She's doing alchemy, which is what they've been doing. It's not really going to help your hell-wise, because they don't know anything about hell.
Okay.
They're not doing hell research.
So Elijah is looking at this goo, and then his eyes start to flare blue, and all the veins around it start to spread out with this blue energy.
Dude, your eyes are getting weird. I don't know if you were aware. It looks kind of strange. Do you need help? Is everything okay? Well, okay.
I got 4 successes, yeah.
Oh, I gotta put fate into this.
Okay. What you can tell from the reading is that what appears to be an inert goo is actually a colony of creatures. Tiny little microscopic creatures that form together and somehow transmit information across each other to move these human puppets with some semblance of life.
Ugh.
They're little bugs.
Well, I got a 5 in my alchemy.
Yeah, I got squat. I've never seen so many ones.
Okay. 5 alchemy. That's quite impressive. We'll tell you that these creatures voraciously eat meat and reproduce themselves from it. Their red color literally comes from the fact that they are eating blood and muscle and organ. And filling their host bodies with this goo. It also seems that you can find little bits of brain matter as you distill it down. And you suspect that somehow they can absorb that information when they consume the brain. That they can, to some degree, access the memories of this person they stole. You also determine that this goo is not very viable outside of a host body. That it needs to be implanted in someone.
They survive in anaerobic conditions. Clearly what we must do is pulverize all the zomblobs. Mm-hmm. And then spread the gel out.
Wouldn't that just... I mean, if they can survive in anaerobic conditions, being aerobic isn't going to kill them, probably.
The oxygen, the being outside of the host, is very detrimental to their longevity.
Sunlight might be.
Ah, yes, we should observe sunlight on one of these specimens.
Sure, you experiment, well, with the goo or one of the actual deadites?
Maybe like a part of a deadite if nobody's using it. Is anybody using this finger? With both, why not?
Okay. Well, for science. Yeah, you take a finger and a sample of goo and take it out into the light. The finger and the goo have similar reactions. After a moment in the sun, both of them are trying to retreat. It seems like an innate reaction, like literally the finger is trying to crawl away and the sludge is doing its best to ooze slowly towards darkness.
But is the sun... is it, like, getting disabled as it doesn't reach the darkness?
Yeah, after a few minutes, you can see that the goo is visibly contracting. Like, it's almost getting... hard and crusty. And the finger is undergoing a similar drying and withering.
Oh, we need more studies. I want to take out another finger and set it on fire.
Yeah. What happens when you put some gunpowder on it and set it alight?
Good thing this guy had 10.
It burns? The same thing that happens to anything else when you put gunpowder on it and set it alight?
But does it burn extra vigorously? Is it weak to fire?
No. Their outer skin is pretty dry, but the gel doesn't burn especially well, but it will burn. With enough.
So you can't use... Does the ooze... Can we use that as, like, an energy source, maybe? Put it...
You want to build a perpetual motion machine with ooze and sunlight?
As oil. That's what I want to do. I want to bring about the next step.
Actually, you could make a perpetual motion machine out of this.
What?
Retreat some sunlight. It's an energy source. It's like flubber.
But that's just solar power in a disgusting roundabout way.
Where is it getting its energy from? Surely it must get it from somewhere.
Demons.
Meat. You know that it eats meat and organ and bone.
Oh yeah, I want to relay all my information to my hope.
Can we communicate with it in any way?
Well, it has brain matter in it, but I don't see having vocal cords or anything. It's only... real ability is to move, so maybe it could sign language us?
I mean, there are live deadites that you can talk to.
Like that chick.
What chick?
Mm. Oh, we'll show you. Well, we'll take the broken body parts and go back downstairs.
Should we really bring this outside the lab here?
We just did.
Well...
Lab. That's what we're doing now.
They bring you back to the cage. There's a little girl and a man in there. Please help me, mister. They're hurting me.
Isn't she charming?
How are they hurting you?
They cut me and burn me and it hurts. They starve. I haven't eaten since I've been here. I've been here 2 weeks. They haven't fed me. I'm so hungry.
Does she look like she hasn't eaten in 2 weeks?
She looks awful all around. She looks pretty thin, yeah. And gaunt. But
does she look like she's breathing to you, Mr. Elijah?
Does she?
No. Now that you stop and actually stare at her.
Does she have the little bugs on her, if I look for the bugs?
The goo? It's not really visible. You'd think if you cut her open, you would probably find it.
But, I mean, whatever it looked like under second sight.
Oh, yes.
Very clearly, like, just like, hey, she's made of bugs.
Yeah, opening up your second sight, you can actually see that in addition to, like, these things consuming their meat, it looks like the aura of this goo creature is literally, like, degenerating what's left of this little girl's aura.
Yeah.
She still has an aura?
The dead maintain an aura.
Oh, okay.
It fades after life, although in this case it's literally being consumed.
Whatever's making her talk isn't gonna last long.
How long?
Can I tell how quickly this is gonna degrade?
Not really. The Greybeard tells you that is what we're testing right now. We're just throwing them in a cage and seeing how long they last without food or liquid.
Well, having two of them in there together, won't that throw it off? Because one of them will eat the other. But they'll both hold out as long as they can to be
actually,
the one.
Actually, how, do they eat the flesh of, like, dead, or do they only eat the flesh of the living?
We have never seen them eat anything but the recently dead. We've never seen them eat each other.
Oh, we'll find out.
Well, they're eating themselves right now, so.
They're eating themselves? Like,
they're the little bugs all inside her, everywhere.
Huh. So there's a parasite, and this little girl is simply the host. The body is the shell.
Didn't you find out all this from research?
I just researched. I didn't see little bugs. I researched it was goo that dissolved meat and stuff.
Someone mentioned earlier that pistols probably wouldn't do much, but I want to take a largish piece, pin it to the wall, and let fly.
Why not just shoot her?
No, she's being kept for science.
She's a test subject for something else.
Okay, you stake a thigh to the wall. They're a little concerned with what you are doing, but they permit it.
Is she kicking?
Conjure up all my enmity for Agonos and his minions and fire away.
Your bullet penetrates the leg as it would penetrate any other leg, and this goo starts to ooze out, and at first it doesn't seem to have much effect as the leg is still twitching and moving, but then you can see the goo starts to crackle with an energy and turn black, and the whole leg crumbles.
Whoa.
This pistol deserves a name. I think I'll call her Wilma.
What weapon is that? We've punished these things in all sorts of ways.
Well, it's a finely crafted pistol. I made it myself.
May we study it?
I suppose if we can mass produce it, it would be very useful. In fact, I will help you.
He stakes another bit to the wall and holds out his hands to take your pistol.
Hand it over.
Okay. He takes the shot. The initial effect is the same, where a bullet penetrates the body and goo starts to leak out and not overall hinder this thing's function. The secondary effect
so good.
Is that pistol a spirit weapon?
It's enchanted with anti-vampire goodness.
Uh-huh.
Well, the secondary effect doesn't come, and he looks at you confused.
Give me that. Bang.
Like before, the leg turns black and rots. Falls to pieces.
I'm gonna give him advice like I know what I'm doing. But I clearly don't.
Well, after much more experimentation, you can determine that this pistol is not doing that with anyone but you.
Can you murder something else with another weapon? Maybe it's just you. Maybe you are the chosen Avenger of Agonos.
Alright, anyone got a belt knife?
I have a mace!
I'll take that. Whack!
You go around and destroy pretty much all of their test chunks and quickly determine that for some reason any weapon in your hands is spectacularly effective at destroying these creatures.
I'm so jealous right now.
Yeah, if only I knew how to use this thing.
Okay. Meanwhile, Martin and Wagner take the floating boat back to the surface.
So?
So why'd you do it?
Do what?
Agree to work with Argentum.
If we can get rid of the zombies, it's worth it.
You know he's just going to double-cross you.
Oh, I'm aware.
Well, yeah, I could have just... Well, maybe I couldn't have just killed him right then and there, but... What was stopping me, huh? What really...
We discussed this already. Even if you killed him, his ideal would live on.
Be a lot easier to deal with if the world's most powerful wizard weren't the one perpetuating it.
Yeah, well, I highly doubt that a blackjack to the back of the head would kill him anyways.
Oh, I could blackjack him multiple times, would be the idea, and it's not like he could do anything to me. I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, I think he could do something to you.
I don't think he could do anything to me, but okay.
Yes, magic can't directly affect you, but stuff affected by magic still can.
Oh, so he's going to mind control one of you guys to choke me? Great.
Or bring down part of the ceiling on you. Or just set fire to everything around you.
Well, that'd still hurt you and himself.
Look, it's not a good plan.
Why would you... I just don't get how you could let... You would so wanna...
How I would let him help us get rid of the zombies? I know, terrible.
Would you stop interrupting?
Would you actually get to the point instead of just whining about it?
I can't figure out how to put it into words. Just, why would you kill Ventaro, and then when you see Argentum doing all of this,
There's a difference between what we did with Ventaro and what you would have done with Argentum.
What's the difference? They do the
what
same
do you mean,
thing. They
what's
stand
the
for...
difference?
Both of I'm them sorry, stand for just... ideals. Calm down. Both of
no,
them stand
calm for down. You're the one raising your voice. Just go over me. I don't get that about you. But tell me to calm down when you're the one yelling at me. Anyway, no, the difference is that...
You won't let me express things.
Words. Are you done talking over me? Are you done talking over me?
No.
No? Okay, then shut up. I'm done with you.
But then Argo wants to bring you the establishment down, and Argentum wants to bring the establishment down.
I remain silent for the rest of the boat ride.
Okay. You were taken back to where you were left off. So, you're taken back to the trade quarter. Where are you going?
I'm going to the palace.
I'm going to grab him and stop him.
Do not touch me.
Too late.
Are there any of our guards here?
Nope, you're in no man's land.
Oh, what's that? We're in the middle of the garrison?
Not your guards.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just swear loyalty to our gentleman?
You swore loyalty to somebody who's willing to bring down your establishment, just like Vantara was.
Oh, dear boys, looks like we've got a traitor here.
Yeah, and I'm holding on to
it. Do we have an issue, Prince?
Why, yes, we do. This thing keeps touching me. I wish it wouldn't.
Would you like us to kill him or just rough him up a bit?
Just rough him up a bit. He certainly needs lessons on how to get on someone's good side. How to have actual conversation with someone.
Oh, good. Beating me up is totally going to do that.
Yup.
Okay.
Just know that this isn't the way to do it.
A group of soldiers descend upon you, Wagner. Are you going resist them?
All right, what are they armed with?
They have... it's a mix. It doesn't seem like they're particularly... they don't seem like a proper series of guards. They have actual swords, and some have maces. But it looks like they're just intending to beat you up with their fists.
I'm not going to let him do it.
Okay. What are you going to do about it?
If they're going to try and hurt me, I'm going to not let them hurt me.
Well, are you going to run away, or are you going to try to fight them?
I mean, how many of them are there?
Three. And there is an entire garrison more where you just came from, so you expect if things escalate, then more people could jump in.
I'm just going to let go of Martin.
Okay, that's so hard.
Should we still rough him up?
No.
Okay.
I think he realized.
And do you proceed back to the palace?
Nope, mm-hmm. Because the moment we get out of their sight, I'm going to grab him again.
No, I don't want him following me.
Well, too bad. I'm going to.
What is your problem?
My problem is that you won't explain to me why you're willing to ally with Argentum, who's willing
because
to bring down yours.
Let me speak.
Speak.
Okay. So, on the boat ride, you were trying to equivocate what we did with Colonel Vantaro and hitting Argentum in the back of the head with a blackjack multiple times. This is so ludicrously stupid to me that I don't get what's wrong with you.
May I explain myself?
Sure.
Argentum wants to bring down your establishment, right?
Okay.
Vantaro wanted to bring down your establishment, right?
Yeah.
Alright, you wanted to kill Vantaro, right?
Not necessarily.
You did kill Vantaro.
That is what happened.
And you wanted him executed for being a traitor, right?
Yes.
So then, if Vantaro stands against your establishment, and Argentum stands against your establishment, why isn't Argentum a traitor to you?
Because currently, Argentum is the establishment, and two, I can't just have him executed There's a difference between murdering someone and having them executed. What we did with Ventaro is we took down his entire establishment. We made sure that we took down his entire establishment all at once. And that was why we were able to stamp out the fires of rebellion.
Well, then how do we do that to Argentum then? Look around you.
Yes,
look what he's done to this place.
Yes, I'm aware. We can't do it in much the same fashion. But certainly hitting him in the back of the head with a blackjack multiple times is not going to get the desired effect.
But it wouldn't even be...
Look, we don't know if it would even kill him, because we don't know what he's capable of nowadays. And even if we did, even if it did, there would be so many left to continue on his ideals. Someone would just take it up. Oh, sure, I'd be the heir, I say in air quotes, but how quickly do you think I'd be killed by someone else on the inside?
I don't know. How good are you at defending yourself? Apparently you just wanted all those guards to take me away from you.
There's a difference between common thuggery and high-level politics.
Just... I just wish you could be your own establishment, then.
I'd certainly like to. However, I currently don't have the means, so we must create the means to do so. And doing so is a process that will take some time.
Meantime, you're just going to let him run over, and you swore loyalty to him.
Oh, please. The swearing of loyalty was more just a gesture of goodwill. In order to get him to shut up about things.
You're just...
Okay, is there some resolution to this argument?
Or is it exposition of what I think?
Well, it's really more exposition of how he thinks.
The two of you have argued your case sufficiently that it's been going around in circles now.
I really just want to be convinced in character to go along with all this crap.
You make it very difficult.
I think there's a mechanic in Burning Wheel for that.
Also, if you want to be convinced, just be convinced.
No, I don't think it's... I just don't think it's right roleplay-wise for Wagner to just magically say, yeah, I'm convinced.
I think you've put up enough of a protest that we'll believe that Martin convinced you if you just want to assent to his argument.
I'd rather go to wits about it.
Right, that's for if you want to convince him.
What, to stand against Argentum instead of swear loyalty to him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stand against Argentum instead of stand against Argentum.
What?
We're going to be arguing the same thing. Yeah, I'm still staring against Argentum. I also did say I'm swearing loyalty to him for the time being. Realistically, I'm going to be using that as a way to gain access to his resources, most notably the resources of the Academy.
Yeah, because they're all loyal to him, except they're loyal to him in the way that you're not.
So how about this? Let's just say I entered into that contract in bad faith.
So you lied.
Yes. But I'm only lying to a point. I will give him information about the dissidents, but I will intentionally keep myself ignorant about a lot of the goings-on of the dissidents while this truce is currently, or is in effect.
But aren't you the prince of all those dissidents?
They appear to have martial law right now, and there's a different commander.
This all just seems like a bunch of really weird use of power.
Look, whatever stops the fighting for the time being and whatever really allows us to get rid of those zombies that Bayard unleashed upon us all.
Yeah, figures that he'd go on this whole non-violent dirge when he could have just Betsy'd the whole academy. He picked a really great day to do that, by the way.
I would have reservations about betsying the entire academy. I have reservations about betsying anything. Because for however many truly loyal subjects of Argentum's that you bring down so many more who are just going with the flow.
Well, I'm sorry that I've been really disruptive about all that then. I don't feel like there's much I can do other than blackjack people in the back of the head.
Well, I guess as we go throughout this ordeal, you'll perhaps learn that there are other ways of solving such problems. They may not be as quick, but they're not nearly as dirty, and I think, anyways, they get the job done in a more satisfying and more complete manner.
All right, but if I see you swearing actual loyalty, you know I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
You say a lot of things aren't going to happen.
Yes, swearing loyalty, absolute true loyalty to my father, no. Never going to happen. He disgusts me.
Well, I'm glad you're on board with that, finally.
What do you mean, finally? I've always been...
Sorry, wrong word. I meant for now. Sorry, wrong word. I meant I don't know how to talk about this. Well, I'm just really mad at you.
Fine, whatever. Just let it... So. Just know that if you think I haven't been against my father for the past forever, then you apparently do not know me very well.
I don't know. I guess I've known you for 20% of my life now. That's kind of cool.
Maybe. Whatever. I'm going to the house.
Okay. So it sounds like Martin and Wagner debate and discuss the entire way to the palace, but seems to have reached the obvious accord that they're actually both against Argentum and working really on a difference of pace. So I think that's where we will call it for the evening.
Fair enough.
Arthur.
Ba-ba-da.
Oh, boy.
The only thing I have written down on my list is Wagner's cheerleading during the Duel of Wits.
Yeah.
And we already addressed Martin's. How old
yes.
are you now? Which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just
that
excellent.
Was fantastic.
It was also appropriate. Because turns out she was way younger than I thought.
It's kind of hard to gauge with giants.
Yes, it is.
Usually we take height into account when figuring age.
And I don't know how tall giants are supposed to be at certain ages.
I'm just glad that we finally attached a number to King Lothar's height.
There always was a number.
I don't think it was ever explicitly said, although I think it was just implied that it's bigger than everyone else.
I nominate myself like a total cock blocker because I said something funny and people laughed. And it was, is anybody using this finger?
I enjoyed that, yes.
I was not there for that, but I like it.
The goo was.
Okay. Any other nominations?
Martin for embodiment.
Indeed.
It's hard work running a Duel of Wits, and that was pretty good.
I enjoyed the Duel of Wits, certainly.
Yeah, I thought that final blow against him that just killed his body of argument was great.
It was nice.
You need to dismiss.
Yes. Take your embodiment, sir.
Awesome.
Okay, anything else before we get to bits?
I have a bolt breaker. For changing my entire outlook on life.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think we said we were going to give it to him, right? Like last session, but we didn't really get a chance to.
Hmm. something like that.
Maybe. You have changed your entire outlook on life. And as Wagner was saying, that might have been a very convenient time to start busting out the Betsy.
I enjoyed Elijah's conflict with Argentum. I feel like he's playing a very interesting role in this campaign right now. And I vote for embodiment.
For Elijah?
Yep.
I actually did really like that. That he's actually cozying up to Argentum. Because there's no line with Elijah.
It's for the greater good.
The greater good.
Well, you keep using those words.
I would definitely second your embodiment.
It's like all the nastiness that was in Bayer jumped ship to Elijah.
Well, Elijah was always kind of selfish and after his own power. Now it's just like the stakes have increased.
Yeah, he's got a tangible way to grab it from people.
Right. Like, it was always like, I want to be, you know, the head of the academy. And now it's become, I want to be a magical vampire head of the academy under this tyrant king. Like, his actual aspiration hasn't changed, just the context. Alright, we done with nominations?
Yeah!
Yeah, boy!
Right skill, right time for Elijah with aura reading.
Is that a thing? I thought that was at the end. I thought that was for tree boats, for workhorse and whatnot.
I'm pretty sure it's a session thing that we've just forgot about for 38 sessions.
I think
by which you mean completely
sessions. But yes, it is. It's like humor or embodiment or something. It's a nominee for every session.
What is it?
Right skill, right time.
Where you have a rare skill that comes through exactly when you need it, but I would disagree with it in this instance because you get pretty much the same information and more from alchemy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the right skill at the right time.
There were multiple alchemists in that room.
But I was the best, obviously.
True.
Keep
going.
Was there any kind of role for the discussion with Argentum, like persuasion or anything?
Your conversation with him? No.
Okay.
You were both willing to give away that much information. It sounds like you, the two of you, are ready to come to some accord.
Okay.
Yeah, I mostly wanted to remind everyone, including myself, that right skill, right time existed.
Right. Okay, so Martin. Well, you definitely made progress towards eliminating the Deadite and protecting the city.
Indeed.
You met with Argentum.
Yes. And I do know his source of power now.
You do indeed. And you showed him up.
I so totally did.
I would be willing to give a persona level award for that belief. It's sort of a scattershot belief in terms of specific accomplishments, but you did accomplish a lot of it and show him up.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that's a milestone, since you say in any way possible.
And I again failed to die in a sorcerer's duel against him.
Oh. Too easy.
For the 38th session in a row, actually.
You want 38 fate for that?
No.
Did you actually use 38 fate?
Goodness, no. I'm 27 right now.
Okay, well, Bayard, you have a pretty damn good idea of how the Deadites reproduce.
Okay. Is that worth a persona?
I'd say so.
Awesome.
And I'd say you made progress towards convincing your father to stop abusing his people. The truce accord is a
Yeah.
significant...
I'm actually... basically done for now with Argentum, I think.
Okay.
I wanted the fighting to end so I could get on with helping the refugees.
Fair enough. We can call that done.
So I will take a persona for that?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm confused. Is actually destroying the dead, like, even if it's one by one, still off the table? Was that ever off the table?
No, destroying the dead is definitely on the table.
Yeah, it's okay. Definitely on the table.
Good, good. Like, we're not preserving them to try and research them or something stupid like that.
If so, maybe you're on the table, it's spilling off into the hallway.
Oh, good, good.
Dristan,
seems
well,
to be our main motivator right now.
Dristan, you visited Argentum, found out his side of the argument. Is there any further investigation you want to do with him?
No, not kind of. Yeah, I guess I'll keep that.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to call it done and take a persona, unless there's something more you want to do with it.
I just really want to know... No, I guess you're right. I don't think I can get any more information out of him, in any case. Maybe from just people I see.
And you researched the zombies things. You researched their anatomy, you found at least one weakness in sunlight, and collaborated with other doctors / scientists / wizards. So, that's another persona.
Yeah. I don't think I've found a weakness for them, though, but except for Bayard, he's the weakness.
You found Bayard's pistol. Well, weapons with Bayard kill them, and you found that sunlight will kill them.
What you need is a marionette thing so you can steer Bayard to wield the mace appropriately.
You want me to build you a mecha? Is that what you're saying? Because we can work on that.
I like this.
Okay. I guess I'll take two persona then.
Okay. Well, Elijah, you can take a fate towards taking a seat on Winthrop Academy's council by diplomacy.
Hooray!
And you have found several ways to stop the zombie horde. So you can call that done if you like.
Sure.
Well, Wagner, you made some progress on forcing the Trumbull Clan to take you seriously. And you have committed yourself to helping destroy the dead, so you can take a fate for that.
Okay.
And a fate towards destroying anyone who abuses magic. You did actually threaten Argentum to his face before you were held back.
By common sense, as others would say.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure, peer pressure.
Alright, unless there is anything else this evening, I am going to turn the recorder off and feed my cat.
Okay.
What about a fate for the instinct to give help to the needy pushing the game in a particular direction? Because Bayard strongly argued against fighting Argentum, rather just simply stopping the fighting so that people could be helped.
Fair enough.
What about my instinct? Mine says give aid first and ask questions later. I think that applies to diplomacy.
What?
You asked a lot of questions. And didn't actually help anyone.
Not during the doodlebop.
And I think if Bayard's applies, so does Tristan's.
Well, I mean, I also have my only ever used violence as a last resort, but...
Well, I argued for giving aid first and putting aside the warmongering and the fighting and dissidents.
I would agree.
Hooray!
Am I allowed to turn the recorder off now and feed
still
my guests?
Yeah, still does. For the cataclysmic destruction and the vision.
Didn't you already get the steel system?
No, actually.
Not for the cataclysmic destruction.
We thought about it after you had gone to sleep last time.
I can corroborate that.
Okay. Steel test. Okay. Everyone witnessed and suffered under Sorceress Cataclysmic Destruction, which is an obstacle.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
I got disconnected.
Same here.
We all did, momentarily.
Right, so.
All of you witnessed and suffered under Sorceress Cataclysmic Destruction. Obstacle 9 Steel Test.
Hooray!
That's not high enough.
I just need 2 more of those, and someday I'll be Steely Dan like Bayard over here.
Well, I got 3 challengings under my belt.
Actually, wait, I do need difficulties again. Never mind.
Yeah, I think that Wagner's the only one with a steel under 7. Got to get up.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, I'll go down. Everyone who encountered the living dead, that's an obstacle 8 steel test.
Oh, I can use those.
What is 8 versus 8? That's difficult.
That's difficult.
Or challenging is under my belt.
If anyone needs obstacle 5s, you were all witnessed or being party to spirit activity.
Actually, yeah, that's difficult to me.
So difficult for me.
I am going to give Elijah and Wagner an ob 10 for their exploration of the world tree and witnessing essentially creation.
5 challenging, 2 difficult for me. I am being held back by not being scared of the spiders under the stairs.
Okay,
It's alright, it's okay.
Let's see, obstacle 4 steel test for the news of you guys waking up and learning you've been asleep for 2 years.
Is it obstacle 5?
Obstacle 4.
No, it's obstacle 4.
Oh, okay.
I believe 4 on 6 is also a routine.
Yep. You still need routines, Wagner?
No, I've stopped needing. I'm a B6. It's just that I'm a B6 with like 5 challengings and 2 difficults. But like it's seriously, I haven't rolled steel in a long time. I don't. I don't think it's a. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay, I'm turning the recorder off now before my wife leaves me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.